Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, turn my music up. Up some more. Up some more. Up a little bit more.
Cheers.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Royalty, royalty, royalty to everybody. Thank you guys for tuning another. Thank you guys for tuning in to Enhancing Awareness Radio. Sorry, guys. This is Haruda 7 Oracle. It is World Rising Information, right? So I'm just waking up. But when I part of my rituals and waking up is to feed my soul with soul food, right? So World Rising Information is that. And I was listening to Brother Rich's channel the other day, and this was amazing, like frequency, vibration, universal song and dance and all of that stuff. So I did not complete it, but I wanted to complete it. So we're going to hop right in. I feel like this is in a, this really, even though these lectures and these classrooms and stuff, this is like a four-page letter, you know what I mean, from the universe, from within to without, right? So without further ado, guys, me and my cat, because she loves when I come on and do this, we are going to present to you Brother Rich's channel, Dr. B Serious, and it's called Somatics and the Vibrational Secrets of the Universe is the name of the lecture. So if you want the lecture, please go make sure you subscribe to Brother Rich's channel, a lot of amazing content. He also has Patreon, too. So Patreon is actually good. His Patreon is actually amazing because he has clips that were scrubbed from YouTube, a lot of Bobby Hemmings shit, Freeman Nell, a lot of the elders, you know what I'm saying? So if you guys know Deborah Blair, if you guys know anything about any of the elders, then go and subscribe to his Patreon, guys. Amazing content, trust me. Yeah, let's go ahead and hop into it, you guys. This one is great. It's 3 hours and 11 minutes, so we're not going to finish it. So if you want to pull, I will get a timestamp toward the end of the podcast, and I'll come in and discuss and, you know, all the good stuff. Y'all know how we roll at Enhancing Awareness Radio. If you need to contact me, utilize any of the information in the show notes. Sorry, guys.
Alright, peace, family, peace. We are now live. We are now live. Shout out to everybody in the chat waiting. I was waiting to see, Billy Compton is in Egypt right now. Unfortunately, he is having internet problems, so he is unable to join. I was waiting to see if there was a possibility he'll pop up, but The brother Billy, he's not able to join the site, and it's a shame. It would have been an absolutely magnificent broadcast, but the brother's having an internet problem. The brother's in Egypt right now. He's doing his Egypt trip. He did one last year, and he's doing one this year. So somebody said, ask Rod Hayes. Here you go, Rod Hayes is that thorough. I can call Rod Hayes right now, and if he has time available, he will join. If he has time available, he's that thorough with it. But I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to let the brother relax. The brother works hard with this information. So, you know, I'm going to respect the brother in his time. At any rate, shout out to the brother, Rod Hayes. But like I said, yeah, it's just unfortunate the brother Billy won't be able to make it tonight. Fortunately, we have Dr. B here, and he is absolutely phenomenal. And he was in the music industry. So the brother, the album me and Cam Bott is coming out with, this brother's going to convert to full 32 hertz. Brother knows all this. The brother knows. So it's going to be an amazing show with all this family. So stay tuned. Get comfortable. Hit the like button. Let your friends and family know Brother Rich is live right now. I see we already got 500 people in the building. All right. And I of y'all couldn't click on the link and wait in the room, you know. So, yeah, let's get to a few commercials. Then I'm going to bring my guest on, my brother Dr. B. And we'll be right back, family, all right?
Welcome to the Sacred Tree. This is Sawdust Jewelry for the Collective. All of our pieces are spiritually downloaded, handcrafted, and created with the love and healing powers of our set. We pride ourselves on using nothing but the best crystals, 14-karat gold, and sterling silver to highlight the conductivity of this alchemical process. So many superpowers for us to tap into, and the crystals are here to help you. I always say whatever crystal you choose, it chooses you at the same time. It's a symbiotic relationship. So feel free to tap into the sacredtree.life, see what we have to offer. Wow.
It's the Lubrovational Session with King Simon. Text your full name and date of birth to 347-496-1022. That's 347-496-1022. And get my book on Amazon now. On Sunday, October 9th, in Stone Mountain Village from 2 to 7 p.m. Cover our squad courtesy as the red number will be in Stone Mountain. Get your tickets to Simon, the numeral beta, or text now at 347-496-1022. Get your tickets now.
Hey there, how does that mean? I have two too. Some parts are scary and some parts are fun. Always remind yourself, it's only a dream and everything will be okay. I had a dream about being in a forest too. Check it out, my pet Petey was with me. Order your copy of Tale of Petey in the Forest on Amazon today.
All right, family, all right. We are back, we are live. We're getting ready to start. Yeah, I haven't gotten a notification in a while. Yeah, I'm having problems with my text messaging service, so nobody gets text messages from me no more when I go live. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to change company's family, so I'm going to have to do the process all over again. I might have to do that. I'm not sure. But I'm going to keep everybody updated with that because I really liked how I was able to notify you guys myself and not depend on YouTube. You know, so I'll definitely keep everybody updated with that. All right? Got to be. Welcome back, my brother. Welcome back.
Hey, man, it's an honor to be here. Good to see you again in the second day.
Indeed. Hey, I want to give a shout out to Dr. B to the wonderful individuals I met. Listen, Dr. B told me about the health store in Atlanta. What's the name of it, Dr. B?
Health Unlimited.
Health Unlimited. And I met some wonderful sisters over there, some wonderful queens. So shout out to the queens that I met at Health Unlimited. One of the sisters actually gave me $100 donation. I was at the cashier, and she's like, "Here, brother Rich." So I'm like, "Oh, thank you." The cashier was like, "Who are you?" She's a white lady. She's like, "I know what I'm on." She's like, "Who the thing is?" Shout out to the health store. Shout out to the sister that showed support on the spot yesterday, and shout out to the other sister I seen. But it was just a wonderful experience, and I want to thank you, Dr. Lee, for introducing me to the health store. I got a lot of wonderful products, my brother.
Yeah, that's a good spot, man. It's a couple good spots around town, and that's one of them.
Indeed. What was the other one?
Sevenanda is another one. Sevenanda. That's a little
okay.
5 points.
Right.
They got a lot of good products, too, you know. And those are mostly the two places that I go to between Sevenanda and, you know, Health Unlimited. Health Unlimited has a lot of high-end, obscure-type things that you can't find in most stores. They're very rare. You know, in the gray area type stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But they're both good stores, good quality.
Yeah, toward the end of the show, I might show y'all some of the stuff, Dr. B. Oh, and you know what I want to show y'all? I want to show y'all the monatomic platinum that I got from Dr. B. That is absolutely phenomenal. I got to show this. I got to show y'all before the show ends. This dude, Dr. B, is a genius. And you're the brother. He does this stuff. And I saw him and I dealt with a lot of people. So, yeah. Shout out to that brother, and his product is absolutely amazing. And the brother gave me his products months ago, and I told the brother, you know, I don't want to give you my opinion too soon. I want to sit on it for a little while. And I want to, you know, I don't want to just be fake and phony about it. I want to sit on it for a while and really observe and analyze. You know, I'm a Virgo, and I reflect on it and see and think how it was before and after. So after about a month or two of sitting on his products, it took that long because I'm being honest. I got to say the brother's the truth with his products. So thank you, my brother, for sending me those products. They are amazing, my brother.
Thank you for trying them and taking the journey with me.
Indeed. Let's get ready. Okay, we got about 800 people in here. Let's get ready. So the name of the show today, family, is Cymatics and the Vibrational Secrets other universe. So let's check out. So cymatics, Dr. D, in a nutshell, is the study of visible sound and vibration. So they do these things. They got these things all over the internet right now where it's like a plate and they put sand on it. They play a tone. Say the tone is, and then the tone will generate a figure, a sacred geometrical figure. It may be a snowflake. It may be, you know, the flower of life. It varies depending on the frequency that's being played. So what I want to ask you, we've seen this with Dr. Emoto with water. When you speak to water, and the water took certain geometrical figures, what I want to ask you, before we get into this wonderful conversation, because we're talking about that, and we're also talking about vibrational secrets of the universe that people may not be aware of. So it's going to be an absolutely amazing show. And to start with Dr. B, as somebody that was in the music industry, as somebody who went to college and went here and went there, studied this, I mean, you studied under some masterful. I want to ask you, give me a basic scientific explanation of what sound is before we even get started, my brother.
Well, just a correction. I didn't go to college. I taught at college.
You said you went to college or something, and they
Well, I went to technology school, electronics technology, for 2.5 weeks.
Okay, 2.5 weeks.
I graduated myself. When I saw the symbols, when they showed the symbols for the electrical circuit,
yeah,
everything came online. I walked out.
Okay.
I did teach at UCLA for 4 years, which was amazing because I didn't have a degree, but they called me for over a year, me and my partner at that time, and, you know, to teach a music industry course. It was called,
yeah,
This Business of Music. And it was more about, you know, how to produce, you know, management, how to be a good artist, how to be a side musician. It dealt with promotions, everything to do with the business. We even brought, like, Jeffy Osborne in and a lot of industry professionals to talk to the class about how to make music, how to make money. And also, I wanted to teach a health course, but they wouldn't let me because of the, you know, UCLA, you know, clinic is right there, hospital. But they said, you can't teach that. You know, they got that covered. So what I was able to do was to tuck that into my course because then how many people in music were.
You may not call yourself a superhero, but you have many superpowers. The Joint Chiropractic can help ease your pain and keep you active. Visit today and get your first consultation, exam, and adjustment for just $29.
In music, we're getting ill, you know, based on the lifestyle, based on the music, and, you know, all of the things that were going on in the business that caused stress. So I also taught, you know, health under the guise of music because music has a lot to do with health. And music is medicine. So once you get the rhythm and the understanding, overstanding, understanding of what music is, you realize music is everything. So at a very young age, you know, I was kind of a special child, as they used to call it. You know, I was always in the corner. I didn't really talk to anybody. I didn't have much to say. I looked at the world around me, and I was like, "This, I don't know what's going on here. It doesn't make any sense. They watch the news all day. You know, the Vietnam War, you know, people coming home, you know, half people went left whole, came back half. You know, it was really a deep time for me. And, you know, we used to do this thing called duck and cover. We had to get under the desk, you know, because they said it was either for a tornado
or
a hurricane, a fire drill, or a nuclear war, a nuclear bomb. Now, I don't know what getting under the desk is going to do if it's a nuclear war, but, you know, a lot of things were being programmed in our heads because the images that we were seeing, it just took me to a place where I didn't fit in. You know, so then they said I had, you know, dyslexia. They said I see things backwards, I read backwards, and a lot of different things that they now call this. I probably would be ADD, DDA, ADHD, all of them. They just didn't name them that yet. They just call them special or he's a little, you know, it was with women. He might be a little retarded. Which meant I was behind, but actually I was ahead.
Yeah.
So the thing that helped me was music. And I loved music. When the music would come on, I changed. Everything would change. So I wanted to play an instrument, and it was I picked drums. I picked percussion, actually conga drums, because I didn't want to really learn how to read music. But actually, my first instrument I was forced to play was the clarinet.
Mm.
They got it from my oldest brother. He didn't play it for long. Then,
then
my next brother had to play it. So, of course, it got passed down to me. And I just didn't feel this horn and blowing this thing. And I just wasn't feeling it. It didn't look good. I didn't see the girls wasn't chasing the guy with the little ugly horn. You know what I'm saying? That was my perception at the time.
Right, right, right.
But the drums had a vibration, and I was captivated by, you know, the African dance, you know, the rhythms and all of the different polyrhythms and, you know, the vibration that music put out. So I, you know, I got into drums, and my grandmother, because my father wasn't going to buy it, but my grandmother was the one who said, I'll buy you a drum if you learn to play the piano. So I learned to play the drum, and, you know, I kind of tinkered around on the piano, but the drum, you know, I realized the kind of drums I chose was conga drums. Conga drums are different because they're not for, like the djembe, a lot of people know, they see African drums, they think of the djembe. The djembe is for ceremony, for dance. It's, you know, it's for, you know, we're having a party, we're doing a ritual for this, you get the djembe. But the conga was for language.
Mm-hmm.
It was for sending messages through the forest because the sound of it and the shape of it could actually project tones miles and miles and miles through the forest. So different tribes could communicate using drums. And there's different rhythms that have different frequencies, different tones, different sounds that actually are words. It's a language. It's actually what they call a language syntax, you see. And, you know, the people who didn't know the language couldn't speak it, so they didn't hear it. They don't know. They just hear drums. Oh, they're playing drums again. Yeah, hey, babe, they're playing drums tonight. Oh, we wasn't just playing drums. You know, we were sending messages. We were talking. Somebody's getting married. Something's going on. The wind is coming. The storm is here. You know, get ready because this is happening. So we knew things before they happened because we could communicate across the miles, and we pick up the information in our skin, in our hair first. So you can feel it in your skin and your hair and in your gut before you can even hear it. See, so and what I realized was playing those drums took me somewhere. And, you know, I was fortunate because I used to hang out at this place called the Artist Collective, where all of these famous jazz musicians would come, and they would teach people in the community in New England. They would teach them, you know, how to play instruments to keep up off the street. So I went down there with my drum, and I wanted to learn to play conga drums. And it was very interesting because, you know, they didn't have a conga teacher. Well, they did for a minute, but then he'd leave. Then they had another one for a minute, and each one of them I learned like one or two things from. But one day, this guy who owned the place, his name was Jackie McLean. If you ever look up the jazz artist, Jackie McLean. You know, he played with Miles and all those people. Incredible sax player. He walked in the room one day, and he says, what are you doing? He says, I'm sitting here waiting for a teacher. He says, why are you waiting for a teacher? He says, I want to learn to play drums. He says, well, the best way to learn is to become a teacher. I said, well, how am I going to become a teacher if I don't know? He says, well, if you sit down, right, and just tap into the teacher part of you, it's already in you. And he said, look across the street. There would be, you know, children across the street was playing basketball. He said, listen to that basketball. Listen to the rhythm. Listen to the way the ball bounces with certain people. It's certain rhythms and certain the way the people, you know, do layups and, you know, all of those things. They all have a certain rhythm which makes them good. Study the rhythm of what they're doing. Listen to the sound. Listen to their breath. Listen to the, when they sneak and hit the ground. He says, listen to that. Go take your drum and go sit over there and play.
Yo,
so they would be playing ball. And I
never thought of basketball in that way. God, your brother is moving. Man, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. And the sneakers. It's actually, this is a tribal language. If you were to record it, you'd make music. So I took my drum over there and began to play with them. I didn't play sports. I played the drum that they played sports too. And they would love for me to come because they played. It was a smoother thing. It was more peace. And it wasn't about battling. It was about people working together. So folks said, well, you know, tell us more about this drum. I said, well, why don't you come across the street, you know, and learn? So I started getting guys to come over, actually girls too, and I began to teach people what I knew. Now, I only knew about three things. But every week since I was like the teacher now, right, the young teacher at, you know, about 15 years old, you know, I had to go home and study things and listen to records and try to figure out those rhythms and what they were doing. So I'd listen to Santana. I'd listen to George Duke and Alatanji and, you know, all of the different incredible drummers and people who use drums in their music, which in the 60s and 70s, the conga drums were very important. You know what I'm saying? If you listen to almost every type of music at those times, they have congas in there because there's a secret message that takes you into a certain trance being transmitted with the conga drum. You see? So I sit right in. I mean, all of those songs, you listen to Superfly, all those soundtracks, jazz, the congas are loud, the African presence, or the original presence, the indigenous presence is there through the drums as a message, as a language to tap you in. So, wow, man, I had a class of about maybe 70 students, and I was learning something every week so I could teach it. So I was the teacher and the student teaching the students who were teaching me to be a teacher. And it just became so much fun, man. And, you know, we were in this old school, man, and it had these big empty rooms. It was made of, like, you know, linoleum tile and, you know, the old schools, they were bricks. So the sound of the drums would just travel through the building. And we started creating this thing. And it was interesting. One year, you know, Mr. McLean comes in. He says, man, you know, Little B, he says, why don't you come play with us? Right, these are some bad jazz dudes. I mean, some of them are some of the best jazz musicians ever. And I'm just a little child. And I'm like, what do you mean? He says, come sit in with us. So I go sit in a room with these guys, and I'm nervous and I'm sweating. And I said, well, what do I play? And Mr. McLean said, what do you mean, what do you play? This. And he talks to the musicians. He says, first, we're going to take off, and we're going straight for serious. We're going to go around serious A two times. We're going to go serious B counterclockwise five times. Then we're shooting to Jupiter, and we're going to skip over the rings of Jupiter. Then we're going under the ocean into Agartha, the city inside the earth. And we're going to come out through the volcano and hit the clouds and reach heaven on earth. What? What? This is how they talk. I mean, what are you talking about? I'm sitting here like, what do you mean we're going to Sirius? Now, remember, this time I'm not Dr. B. Sirius until like a long time later, 1996. These guys were speaking the language of the universe. They were talking about playing in the cosmos, being in the cosmos, and vibrating with the cosmos. I was nervous. I was scared. I was almost in tears because I don't want to mess up. These cats are playing some way out stuff. You know, they're hitting it, and they stop it. And say, well, B, why aren't you playing? I said, I don't know what to play. And he says, put your hands on the drums. Close your eyes. And this is really important to see. Put your hands on the drums. Close your eyes. Imagine a point in a dark room, like a candle or a light. Just focus on that candle and a light in that room alone. This creates a sacred space called an idiom. An idiom is a place, or a place where there's a special way of feeling and living or thinking or speaking. It's a sacred place where you will be contacted. You have to become a contactee. They'll come and get you, and they'll put your hands on the drums, and you'll play the rhythm. I'm like, who's they? So I did it. I sat there, and I started breathing, and all of a sudden, I started, my hands were playing by themselves. And we played for like 3 hours, and the music just kept expanding. It wasn't like a song that you knew on the radio. It was just total improvisation. And when the sun went down, the lights were out in the room. We played in the dark. When the sun went down, but you could see light. When people hit certain notes, the room glowed. Music is light. Light is music. Music is food. Music is nutrition. When you hit certain notes, you vibrate on the cosmic web, the real internet, right? And it creates light and sound. It affects your body. It affects your mind. It affects your emotions. It takes you out of the place that you're in. The music got so deep, I was gone. It was like I've never had an out-of-body experience before. My first one was at 15, well, that I know of, in that room. It changed everything. So jazz, right, this is my first music was playing what they call Afro jazz. Jazz, which means love, which is jazzing, has to do with sex. Jazz has to do with sex. That's where the word comes from, you see. And, you know, that love music and that total improvisation created energy. And guess what? When I went back home, I didn't have some of the same issues I used to have. I started speaking to people. I started being open. It changed me. It started rewiring the brain because you have this neuroplasticity where your nerves and your brain can actually regrow connections based on the frequency, based on sound, based on activity, based on habits, based on what you're eating, what you're saying, what you're feeling. And because I was in so much joy and I was in so much bliss, I was rewiring my brain. I started listening to nature. I'd go downtown and just sit on a bench, man, and watch people walk. And listen to the walk. You know how it is back east, man. You live in the projects, right? There's a way people walk in certain projects. I knew that one time when I went to Brooklyn. I was just walking, and people come say, "Hey, man, what's up? You ain't from here." "What do you mean I ain't from? How you know I ain't from here?"
The way you walk.
You walking.
The way you walk, yeah.
There's a rhythm.
Now, that's, you know, this is real.
You know, they told me to get back on the train. You better get back on the train.
By the way you walk, they can tell you're not from the area because they're like, wow.
You can go back up to Manhattan with that, but you ain't going to do that down here in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Right, and, you know, you get all of these little messages about how culture has rhythm. It has a tone and has a frequency.
Mm.
Frequency means how frequently something happens. If a light bulb blinks one time every second, that's called one hertz, one cycle per second. It cycles off, on, off, on. If it cycles 32 times a second, right, that's 32 hertz. Now, they call it hertz because it's got hertz. You're supposed to have discovered, you know, frequencies of sound. I guess there was no sound between him and the other cat. You know, what was my man that discovered gravity? You know, there was no gravity till he came along. What was my man's name? The apple hit him in the tree. He's brand new on the planet. You know his name is Newton. Right? You brand new, Newton, right? You got a ton of bullshit and wrote a book about gravity.
Yeah.
You discovered gravity. And, you know, these other people, Hertz discovered sound, or actually, you know, he documented it. He discovered it. But, you know, these people get the names, but I like to call it cycles per second. How many cycles per second? So each organ in your body has a frequency, right? And it is measured in cycles per second. Your heart, your kidney, all the different parts of your body have these different vibrations. Basically, we live in a fluidic space, which is an orchestra. The universe is an orchestra of sound. There's a really good book. Now, this book, well, I don't know if you can see it. This book talks about the sound of the planets in the stars. They recorded them. Can you see that? The old book.
Dr. B, NASA be lying like a motherfucker. So is that true? Oh, put that book on one more time. But, I'm sorry. That's the year. But yeah, NASA lies so much. So you think they really captured the sound for the planet?
Well, it's not that NASA lies. NASA's just not telling you all the truth.
That is it. Yeah, you're
lying. You know what I'm saying? You're not about to travel. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, they don't want you to know what's happening. So, yes, if the planet or the star has color, that's sound. Sound is color. Sound is light. All of the frequencies or all of the materials on periodic table are measured in light. The weight that they're talking about is the weight of light or the weight of the frequency or the cycles per second that frequency is blinking. So every one of those, you know, celestial objects has a certain frequency, has a certain tone. When you hear it, it blows your mind. Now,
they also have a certain color.
They have a certain rhythm. You see, they have a timing. You see, I was asked to be a musical director with Mother Tainetta Mohammed. She was putting together this piece called Taha, which is a symphonic play or orchestra. And she asked me to come in and direct what they call the unified field. So So I was 68. They had a guy who was like an orchestra guy. He didn't speak English. He was from China. He was directing the orchestra. My job was to construct or create or improvise the symphonic feel based on the vibration of drums and instruments and strings and horns.
Mm-hmm.
So they were playing like straight up classical parts. I'm playing some stuff that is almost what you call indigenous classical music, right? Mm-hmm. And it was really interesting because she said, "Well, Dr. B, I want you to hear a little bit of what I hear." Now she plays the piano, but she only plays things one time. She can only play it one time. So I needed to get into her head. So she said, "I'm going to give you these CDs that we're giving to, and I can't mention to where I got them. I want you to go home and listen to them." I go home and listen to these CDs. These are some CDs, man, with, top secret on them.
Yeah.
The Sounds of the Universe.
Mm.
This was from, like, the 30s and 40s and 50s, man. They recorded the sounds of different planets, and the sounds were just, you've never heard sounds like this. The sounds of stars and, comets moving by. Your ears, you can't even imagine. So I had to, go to sleep listening to this stuff and these sounds so I could see what she was hearing because she was tapped into the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So then one day she, we're rehearsing right for her thing, and she brings, Alice Coltrane to the rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
Alice Coltrane is John Coltrane's wife. Man. She walks in and she says, "You got a piano?" And my mind is blown because this is another very famous jazz musician, but she's also a guru. She has an ashram and she's on a spiritual level that's, way out. She starts playing the piano, man. And we start playing. We play for like 3 or 4 hours. Then we go into a zone. And there's this communication that happens with musicians from all over the world. That, there's a secret information network, but we don't need to know the same language. We just meet and play.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are musicians that are like what we call real original musicians who play instruments and spend their life playing an instrument. You understand what I'm saying? That's a whole thing because when you're playing an instrument, all of your brain is working. So it's kinesthetic, so it's your feelings, and you're playing with your fingers. You're looking, you're seeing. You're hearing, you're tasting, After a while, I've developed what they call synesthesia. So synesthesia is when I'm seeing sound, I can see sound. I see sound. Like if I listen to your music, I'm going to see certain colors. In fact, I learned how to mix music because I knew how to mix the colors. That color and that color don't go together. So I bring up certain frequencies or certain channels to get those colors to look like a good picture. Then I realized I could taste. I could taste it. My senses, I could smell sound. I didn't want to tell anybody because they're going to say, "Oh, he's special." They're going to operate on him,
That's your shit again.
You start showing special things and they come get you, Yeah, they got they might lobotomize you and put half your brain inside of a dolphin and see what happens. As beings, are musical instruments. You know how they used to say, one side of your brain is logic and it, connects to language and numbers. The other side of your brain is intuitive and it's more musical and more about art.
Mm-hmm.
Not true.
Not true.
Not when you play music.
Oh, okay.
Or when you listen to music, the brain merges. It brings all the pieces of the brain together. When they put, when they look at the brain, the activity of the brain, they see the brain, every part of it coming alive based on the type of music that you're listening to.
Mm.
So Dr. B, the brain separates with language but merges with music.
Well, music enters a place way between the conscious and the subconscious, left brain, right brain, forebrain, back brain. All of it just merges because the brain is basically a vibratory instrument. It's taking vibrations and turning them into chemicals.
Yeah.
The brain is taking vibrations and turning them into chemicals. It's not thinking. We think that this. We were told the brain is doing thinking. It's not seeing what we're hearing, seeing, tasting, feeling, and going through and turns it into chemicals to get the body to react and act. to animate us. It's like a, it's like the person operating mixing board in the studio. That's all it is. You see, but you know, once you realize that the universe is an orchestra or an orchestra, what they call an orchestra, or means gold, right? Oro means gold, and the first note of the musical scale used to be ukra. You know how we say, you know how we say do re mi fa sol la si do.
Yeah.
This is Latin.
Oh,
look
shit.
Up the Latin on this, bro. This one.
Uh-oh.
Make sure you got your wig on, your cap
uh-oh.
On.
Oh, here we go.
Do in Latin means money. With money or dough. So like the solfeggio. You know, the six note scale. It started with ura or aura, which was the black female note that all other notes were born out of. You needed ura, the bass note. The lowest vibration was ura or aura or black gold. She gave birth to every note after her.
Yeah.
So you know how you have do, re, ura. Makes ray. Ray is like the light energy coming from the sun. Ray, ra. Like you say, Amen Ra, you know what I'm saying? The rays of the sun is male energy. So out of the male is born. Ra. That's when the animals move. When the lion wakes up in the morning, does that roar. Roar. Everybody moves. It's moving. But that is excited. You know, he is excited by her. So it's ura. Ray, me, meaning miracle. I need you to hear me on this. The female energizes the male. When they come together, they create a third entity. It's called me, a miracle. When you say me, hey, look at me, man. Well, me, how'd you get to be me? A male and a female had to come to make this happen, unless you were one of them test tube babies. They did make some of them, too. I think we met a test tube baby. Used to come to our place in L.A. and just sit there and not blink. I don't know. We needed to see if they had a label or not. But anyway, it's a miracle when a female and a male come together, or when the anode and the cathode come together, or when the positive and the negative come together and make me. Me, the third note, is the miracle. Now check out music. If I just play two notes, ding, 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 it ain't no song. Ding, ding, that'll get on your nerves, man. You can do a dope beat and I just start singing, ding, ding, you're going to be like, man, when are you going to do something else? Ding, 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 ding. Put a third note there. Third note creates the melody, the melody, me. It's a miracle because now that you have three notes, you have a direction that you're going in. If you just take two steps all day, the same two steps, you won't go anywhere. You got to take the third step. That's the miracle. That's what sets the pace. That's what sets the direction. That's the navigator. You are born to be a navigator. You are the navigator. That's why they talk about the nativity scene and all this. It's a miracle that the baby is born and becomes a navigator of their own life. But if you're not taught that you're here to be a navigator, you know what I'm saying? You just feel like you're on somebody else's boat just float. But you have to create your own path, your own, what they call, in the Asian, you know, traditions, they call it the path or the, you know, or Tao. So, Do, Re, Mi. Ura, Re, Mi, Fa. Man, Fa is so deep. Man, it's like the family. It's like everything comes together in Fa. Father is supposed to help hold the family together. But when he's not being the father because his fatherhood has been broken, by whatever he's been through, the family begins to become splintered. Fa also has to do with the direction that the whole family's taking as a whole. See? Then you got T. T has to do with movement, like martial arts is T, the movement. It's a crossing between two worlds, it's a T. fallopian, between the fallopian tubes and the uterus, that's a teeth. So the original musical scale was ura, re, mi, right? Like do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. The reason why they put do on it is because they began to turn music into money. And when the music became money, we had a problem. You know about this. Like when, you know, we was all doing, you know, music was happening. We had hip-hop, jazz. You know, we had rap. We had all kind of music. Then all of a sudden, somebody came out with a song that said, cash rules everything around me. You know who that was?
Okay.
Cash rules everything around me. That changed everything. Cream. Cash rules everything around me. The cream. See, the cream's supposed to be the best. The cream rises to the top. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But we got caught in a trap, a loop. The music became real loopy after that. And all the cadences and all the rhythms were the same. They were just loops over and over and over. And they started calling it being commercial. You got to be commercial. We got to be able to. We got to be able to sell it. We got to be able to market it. It's got to be. This is your job. This is work. Work is war. So when something becomes commercial, it's about commerce and war. Even the language that we speak, English, is basically based on commerce and war. We don't have a lot of words that are outside of that. So when the music becomes about commerce and war and competition, right? All of a sudden now you begin to fold into not playing rhythms and playing frequencies that take you to another level so that you can be the navigator, so you can have a family of notes that keeps expanding and improving under improvisation. It becomes a circle, becomes a loop. So we got into the musical loop. We started buying drum machines and things and finding things where everything was going to be perfect. The beat was exactly the same. It wasn't like music that it used to be. It changed. It became robotic. It became artificial intelligence. I mean, you can play the drums, right, on your keyboard, right, and hit a button called quantize. And it puts all the notes right on the grid, and they're all perfect. But they're not perfect as far as your biology. They're perfect as far as being commercially viable and which takes people into a trance state. And it's about the money. When it becomes about the money with almost any art, you lose the art. You lose the heart. You lose the love. You see what I'm saying? I mean, I was there, and when I first started doing, hip hop in California, it was all about the rhythm. It was all about the same rhythm, the same thing. You know, I brought my 808 drum machine in the studio and pushed that button, and that was it. I didn't have to really play my instruments anymore. I didn't have to have any real talent. I only needed to know how to turn that drum machine on. You see, now, of course, as a producer, I blew up because I was taking African rhythms and putting them on the drum machine, and then I was putting in notes in between called goof notes that people couldn't hear. I was sliding that into music. So this is why, like when we did album went gold on the first single. Nobody ever did this, and I told the record company it was going to happen. That's how we got the money, because I went in and told them. They said, well, what are you going to do? I said, we're going to have a record, and it's going to be gold on the first single. You got to have 3-4 singles, you know what I'm saying? Gold on the first single, and he's going to be the first black hip-hop artist in history to have a Billboard on Sunset. They laughed. Guess what?
Yeah.
Almost within a year, DJ Quick has the only black Billboard of a hip-hop artist on Sunset, DJ Quick. No matter what they were talking about, because I didn't have anything to do with what they were talking about, I was helping to make the music. And I was using old instruments, and we were recording analog. And this is where you see. I was recording on tape. When you record on tape the old way, you are taking sounds and turning them into electrical impulses using magnets and coils. It's called analog.
Mm-hmm.
You're using tubes or these electrical devices called tubes and transistors. They get warm. They make heat. But they're big. So the machines we were using were big. Bigger than this bookshelf behind me. The doors were gigantic, you know. Everything was, you know, was hot and warm, and the sound was fat, and it was rubbery, and it moved, and it was natural. Because when you record analog using magnetism, guess what? You actually pick up the frequency of the people in the room.
He just did a video talk. Did you see the video he did talking about that?
I had that. You know what's amazing about DJ Quick? Genius. I had that exact talk with DJ Quick back then.
No.
It was like he sampled it.
He retained it.
He took it and he takes whatever it is to the next level.
Yeah.
When your students can take it to the next level, beautiful.
Yeah.
Take it to the next level. And Quick, you know, he's fast. You know what I'm saying? When I heard him talking, I said, wow. I said, he's almost me what I said verbatim. But he put his thing on it. You got to put your thing on it. See, that's improvisation. You see, what Quick knew was how to take old songs and old grooves, right? Because he was a DJ. And he'd come in the studio and he'd say, man, I want to reproduce this. I said, okay, well, that's a, you know, that's a Horner Beeston clavinet. They're using a Jimi Hendrix clavinet. That's a Wurlitzer 200A. And they're using copper wires. And you know all this stuff. I know all about how music is made. I can listen and tell you what kind of compressor, what everything they're using in the music when it's analog. Because that's what I came up with. That was my whole study. That was my whole life. I could feel it. So music back then, you could feel because you were capturing the vibration. So we'd be in the studio sometime, right? We're recording music. So going on because we got some young guys. And the older guys, we're coming together as one. And I'm like a wise man. I'm bringing books. I'm bringing ISIS papers in there. You know what I'm saying? We teach stuff. I'm teaching them knowledge, you know, about what's really going on, where the gangs really got started. So we're giving them science about the world and how the vibration of the earth works and who controls things. But at the same time, you know, Quick was able to take this and drop some of this in the room. I said, you can talk all that talk. I don't know what to talk about. It wasn't my, you know, that wasn't my world, my upbringing. But they were street griots talking about their lives. But if you could just drop some science every once in a while, drop some science, which, you know, he was able to do, you know. And, but we'd be in the studio, man, and somebody come in that we didn't really know. And we stop. I said, well, who just came in the room? Y'all know him? No, we don't know him. Nobody know him. Oh, man, you know, I'm just, you know, I heard y'all outside. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It was like, don't, you know what I'm saying? You know, I just want, you know what I'm saying? No, you got to leave. Because his vibration changed the frequency of the room. The room is the womb. The womb is the room. We are in the womb. We are pulling information in from nowhere into somewhere. This creative process is where all of us together are becoming an organism. It was very important what we did. Now, we've noticed that if folks started drinking alcohol, guess what? Things got a little funny. Folks had beefs that pop up, you know what I'm saying? Folks is arguing, you know, folks start comparing pistols, and, you know what I'm saying? It, all of a sudden it's about the battle rap and who's better. Well, when they had the weed, all of a sudden the creativity got crazy. It was like on a whole nother level. We just started taking it further and further. Now, remember, at the same time, I'm still doing R&B and jazz. I wasn't only the hip-hop record was blowing up, man. And they were coming to me, and I was one of the people who could go to the hood and pull the talent back because I could see the glow in the skin. Yeah, we're going there. I can see the glow in people's skin in their orange field that has special talent because I have synesthesia. So I'm meeting people who are not necessarily rappers or singers, but I can tell they have what it takes. So my thing was to help inspire them and help work with them, pull them off the street, give them a place to live, give them some money, and help inspire with talent that I could feel they had. Because they had a certain glow. They had a certain vibe. And certain ones even had little sparkles in their skin. Sound familiar?
I just sent you the video.
Yeah. grows in the skin is the pinnelene, the sacred secretion from the pineal, turning into gold, black gold, coming out through the melanocytes in the skin. That's gold. You saw it? It's your arm, it's on you. It's gold coming out of your skin. You're emitting gold. We make gold, especially when we're sleeping. We're in a dark place, but we're in total creativity.
Let me show the people what she's talking about.
So, show them picture.
What is the buddy talking about? Just to give you
a... For everybody, because this is your 2000 people, you know, let me give you a little update. For everybody who just tapped in, the brother Billy Carson is in Egypt, and he has had an internet difficulty, so the brother was not able to join us. So, he will not be on tonight, so just be the brother Dr. B. Serious. So if you are just joining us, Benny Carson is currently in Egypt. He does this trip that he's done for the past 2 years. He went there last year to Egypt, and he just went there again. And he is having internet problems over there. So family, so yeah, he will not be joining us tonight. All right? And this should be Dr. B. But if you just tune in, I advise you to rewind. It has been an absolutely magnificent show up to this point. We're going to continue. I want to show you an example. I posted this video on Instagram, and I was in the sun. I've been getting a huge amount of sun since I've been in Georgia, since I've been in Atlanta. So I posted this video while I was in my backyard, and I'm like, wow, I see my skin doing something that I haven't seen it done in a while. So I sent it to my brother, Dr. B, to see what he had to say about it. Let me show it to y'all. Hold up. Hold up. All right. I need to... So, yeah, so we're going to end it there. Yeah, so I sent it to Dr. D, and I posted it on Instagram because it was just amazing. It was like I put on lotion. My skin was ashy as a motherfucker. Yo, look, I was mad ashy, so it wasn't no lotion at all. I just woke up, and I went to the backyard. I had ashy skin and all that. There was no lotion on there. But I'm just, I've seen it before, but like that, I was like, yo, I gotta put this on video. So that's what Dr. B was talking about. I just wanted to get in a reference point. Go ahead, brother.
So what happens in, especially in the summer, you're picking up all that more direct sunlight. And it's being stored in your solar plexus and in your melanocyte. You're storing light. When the sun hits the equator, on the equinox, taking us from summer into fall, your energy changes. The battery called the solar plexus, which has been storing energy, comes online. It becomes your sun through the fall and winter. Your inner sun.
Inner sun.
Your solar plexus, why it's called the solar. Soul. It's the solar, and it's the solar system inside you. And that bundle of nerves that's called the solar plexus is the largest bundle of nerves in the body, and it glows. It's bigger than the bundle of nerves you call your brain. It's in your gut. That's the gut feeling. So when you see that in your skin, it's because you stored so much light you're beginning to emit. Those are melanocyte or what they call pinnelene crystals. Certain people you see this in. Certain people you can't see it in their skin, but you can see an auric field around their head. If you've got really keen sight, and you don't look directly at the person, you just look around the neck, you can see a glow. This is why I was able to, pick out so many artists. I mean, for a while there, man, I was the man on the West Coast with music. You call me. because I can just look at people and tell. We go to an audition, and they be auditioning people all day. I walk in and say, you. They say, well, you ain't even hear him sing a rap. I don't need to hear him sing a rap. I can feel it already. There's a cosmic connection that they already have. I'm listening to him walk. I'm listening to him talk. I can feel the rhythm that they got. Do you understand what I'm saying? I just knew there's an instinct, an inner vibration that we all have once we get out of the loopy commercial thing that we've been caught up in, the loop, which has got your brain, right, which has got your brain like on crack. Let me break it down to you. When we were into soul music, doing things from the soul, doing things from the heart, doing things we love, people had what they call hobbies. You know what I'm saying? Grandma, you're doing amazing things with your hands. And, you know, you're building new brain cells. You're creating new neural networks. You're not sitting around waiting to be saved. You're not sitting around waiting for the phone to come on and tell you what's happening. We weren't waiting to be told how to think and how to feel. People today are basically being told what's normal, what's not, what's good, what's bad, what's beautiful, what's not. So what happens is you begin to get loopy because the commercials are coming in a certain loop. There's tones in the television, right? There's a frequency that comes around every 40 times a second coming from the television. And there's a very high frequency that we used to be able to hear from television. You know, you used to be able to hear this really high frequency from television. Those frequencies were connecting to us. When they realized how they could entrain people using pictures and sound and loops, that people would just be, you know, dramatized by these loops. They would just get caught up by hearing things over and over, because one of the things you use to program the subconscious is repetition, the repetition of pleasure and pain, the repetition of certain notes in music, the repetition of certain beats. Over and over, it begins to change your natural order. You become out of order. You become artificial. You become stuck in a box. You become in a trap. You become entrapped. Unless you're able to think outside of that. So today, you know, what allows the commercial music is about entrapment. Now, people say, well, you're against commercial music. No. Whatever they're doing is what they're doing. What are you listening to? That's the question. What are you choosing? Are you choosing to listen to these underground artists who are doing things? Are you choosing to only go to the grocery store to get food, or are you going to the farmer's market where you got real farmers who took their hands in the soil? Are you listening to music where you got people in the bedroom who have nothing but a guitar or a cello or a violin or a drum set who are developing themselves on a whole other level, using whole brain activity? Because what you'd like to get to is having a whole brain state. Because when you're in a whole brain state, you're using your entire body. You become ambidextrous. When you're ambidextrous, you can't be put in a box, because you can see sight beyond your eyes. You can hear sound beyond your ears. You can feel feelings beyond your gut. You are connected into the quantum universe. You are connected into the mycelium network inside you begins to dance. You got to dance away your constriction. When I was hanging out with George Quinn, this cat was dropping science every moment of every day. I was like, man, what? Can we sleep? No. You know, we got to paint the White House black. And he's talking about how America eats its young. I mean, what do you mean? Now I get it. America eats its young people. It devours them and uses their energy. If they can get you caught up in a loop, you're doing the same thing every day. Waking up. Waking up on Monday, counting the days, right, of the week. You're walking around in the days every day, right? You're waiting for the weekend, thanking God for Friday, because on Friday you're fried, you're burnt out. Then on Saturday, which used to say was Saturday or Satan's Day or Satan's Day, right, you get to be free, do whatever you like. And then on Sunday, you go to, you know, ask for forgiveness from God, and then go back on Monday, right? It was a rhythm. And just in case you start getting out of the rhythm, right, all of a sudden they start changing time on you. But it got daylight savings time. What the heck is daylight savings? How do you save daylight? The same way you convince people to listen to the same beat over and over and over and over and over. and be listening to words and lyrics that have nothing to do with you. But you're doing it because of the money. And see, some people are doing it because of money, right? They're getting paid to do this. Somebody's paying them to entrain and entrance the people. But why are you doing it? That's the question you have to choose. It's not that something is good or bad. It's what are you choosing? You have to listen to rhythm. You have to find out what is your rhythm. What is your piece? Once you understand that music is either poison or medicine. See, medicine means measurement. Medicine means measurement. Even in music, they talk about the measures of music. How you measure it. How fast is it? What is the frequency that it's tuned to?
That's me. You know what I'm curious about? Well, a lot of people talk about the tones and the frequencies of music. I'm curious as to know, and this is such an amazing show, and I'm glad you have such a thorough amount of knowledge of the subject. I want to know why our whole life, when we call somebody, why did they choose, like, one has a certain frequency, two has a certain frequency, three has a certain frequency. All the numbers have a different frequency. How did they choose this? That the numbers have certain sounds, like,
they came up with those numbers. Because, see, remember phones you said they had back in the day? Some people still remember the old dial phone.
Yeah.
The dial. It was a dial.
The dial, yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Then they went to phones with numbers, and they realized that if you could relate a number to a tone, people begin to attune themselves to that tone, but that tone is inharmonic and unnatural. You can't play no music with those notes on that phone. Not music that's going to be harmonic. Even when you hear it in a song, you know, every once in a while we put that in a song.
Yeah.
It ain't in the key of the song no matter what you do.
Right.
Inharmonic. So once you're getting used to pushing buttons and relating buttons and tones, right, you cannot attune yourself, but you can't atone. When you can't tune up to the A tone, when you have no oneness within yourself, you become out of order. Right? Now, you can cut that off. Like, on my phone, I don't hear that. In fact, a lot of times at night, I turn the color off on my phone and go with grayscale because those colors, those numbers, those tones are entraining you. So you got this in your hand all day, entraining you. You see what I'm saying? So what we have to do is we have to realize that our thoughts, our words, our actions are all based on rhythm and tone. And what you're tuned to, what are you tuning into? Some things you got to tune into, some things you got to tune out of. You've got to learn to mind your business. What is your business? Why are we so worried about what the stars are doing? You know, these are not even real stars. Once you start calling these people stars, that's another mind game, man. He's a star. He's not a star. The star is up in the sky, shining. They have certain frequencies. That's why, you know, we do a lot of our what we call spiritual work, our deep cosmic work, at night. Why? Because the sun is so bright during the day, it's like clouding out the sky. It's like huge. The ego of the sun is huge. But you can't get the frequency of the millions of stars that are out there, which are all suns, which all have different notes and different frequencies. But check this piece out. The sun goes down. Your body, the solar plexus, has been soaring light. You begin to glow. You begin to awaken at night. But they tell you, oh, no, you need 8 hours of sleep. You better go right to bed. Who told you that?
The circadian rhythm.
Who told you? You don't want to liver only work at this time.
That's when your body's healing itself. At night. You ever had a toothache and that shit come on at night? And you're like, oh. The whole day you be getting all set at night, that should just hit you at night. You know what I'm saying? Something happened at night with our body. You know what I'm saying?
It changes because it becomes more sensitive. You
become
more sensitive at night.
Talk to him.
Because the sun is so strong that the sun is right. It's taking over. It's covering everything. That type of light is like, that's a different type of light versus the light, the black light in between the stars, the dark light. Do you understand what I'm saying? And then the way the planets and the stars are moving, right, the vibration that they're having, you can hear them at night. That's That's how the Dogon were able to map out the whole. They lay out naked on the ground. And well, how did you start at night?
At night.
You can't do this in the day. You get a sunburn.
Professor Collins just talked about that.
Exactly.
They was up at night so much their eyes turned into telescopes.
Telescopes. They could read the energy. They could see. They could see from the other side because all of their maps, all of the Dogon maps are made from the perspective of being as serious to the earth. The maps that the Dogon have up in those caves and those mountains are drawn or made based on having the perspective of being all serious looking here
down at earth.
How did they get that? How did they know about, you know, Sirius B? They know about Sirius A because it was huge. How do they know about Sirius B? And Sirius C, check it out, the one you ain't going to hear about,
is our son. Mama Kali said that. Man, Mama Kali just came up here and said that. Yo, family, if y'all not, if y'all love this and just talking, it doesn't, man, oh, man, I'm just excited. I don't know. I'm gonna stop talking. Go ahead. I love to hear, you know. So Sirius C is our son.
Is our son. Solaris. Solaris is the old name of our sun. We've been in a three sun system.
Yeah.
And they're like, look, they move like DNA.
Yeah.
They have a spiral. Everything spirals. There's nothing in the universe that moves in a box, in a square. Mm. It's all improvising.
Mm.
Like trees are improvising. They're not going to believe they're going to be in the same place next year. They left them.
Right.
Like all these. Let them go.
Woo.
You got to let some of this stuff go. You're going to do the same thing next year you did this year?
Leave them.
You're going to lie to yourself. First of all, you allowed them to lie.
Mm.
You want to blame them. No, you allow it. Because sometimes you want to believe so much. You know what I'm saying? But you can fall over it. So you be lying.
Mm.
You believe. You follow the lie because that's what everybody else is doing. So you know something's wrong. But you're scared. As Deep Gregory used to say, you're scared to speak up, to step out, to stand alone. Solaris means, Solita means to stand alone and be with yourself and listen to the internal music in you and become the miracle. You have to become the miracle maker, but you can't repeat yourself over and over because when you repeat yourself, you create a loop. You keep telling the old story over and over. You keep playing the same rhythm on the instrument over and over. You keep pushing the same buttons. You got one rhythm. You know, it's some things that you wouldn't call hip-hop. Some of this music coming out of Africa and India, you wouldn't call it hip-hop until they start rapping. You hear these beats, these kids are playing? And then they rap over, you go, oh, okay, it's hip-hop. But in America, hip-hop has to have a certain rate or beat. Otherwise, it has to have a certain cadence for you to call it hip-hop, for you to recognize, to recognize it, to agree to that loop. And we become loopy. When you become loopy, you become crazy because you are now not moving forward. You're becoming stagnant. So you can do a simple thing to change everything. Now, as a drummer, I understand timing and frequency, you see, and how to tune the instrument. What you have to realize is you have to tune your instrument so that it fits in the orchestra of life without creating a discord or disharmony. Because when you are doing this over and over, you become disobedient or disrespectful to the laws of nature. So nature kicks your ass. They call it human. You stick at yourself. Your heart will attack you because that rhythm that you're listening to, the talk that you're listening to, the cadence that you have, the repetition over and over and over, your body shuts down.
Yeah.
Your telomeres begin to pick up these frequencies and say, look, man, you know, our outlook on life ain't too good. Your life expectancy ain't too good.
Mm.
So what we're going to do, instead of you living 166 years, we're going to cut yourself down to 8. In the last few years, you're going to be through staring out of a window, hooked up to, you know.
Mm.
You know, because you're not atoning. Look, today is what? I think today is the last day of Yom Kippur. for something wrong, where they're atoning. Atonement means to look at yourself, look at your missteps, and go back and forgive yourself, your family, and others for imperfection. Who did I say first?
Yourself.
Yourself. Mm-hmm. By forgiving, forgive. By forgiving yourself, you break the loop of being guilty and dishonorable and disrespectful to the universe. Forgive yourself. You can't be perfect. You have no perfection. Forgive yourself. For what? Whatever. If you stole a cookie out that cookie jar when you was 5 years old, that's still in you because you know you shouldn't have been doing that. That's why you snuck in there. You know what I'm saying? Some things happen in high school after football practice or basketball. You still in yourself. You feel guilty because religion and all of that kind of stuff and morals and all of that stuff is stuck in your head. The words of your parents, well, that's wrong. That's a sin. And that's bad. So we carry a bit of this guilt. We carry a bit of fear that we're going to be punished for these things. We carry a bit of anger because we were lied to, but we're lying to ourselves. We're angry at ourselves too. Then we have grief, unresolved grief. We don't breathe as deeply because the lungs, they happen to hold on to that grief. So the rhythm of the body is off. Let me show you something. Can I play for you?
Please do. I hope it ain't copyrighted. Is it copyrighted?
Yeah, I'm copywriting it right now.
Can you see the drum?
Yeah. All right, now, so this is the copy drum. You see, can y'all see it? You pick it up, y'all see it a little bit.
Yes, sir, yes.
Okay? Yes, sir, we see it. I'm going to play a rhythm which relates to what we call the commercial beat, or what we may call the 4-4 rhythm, which is a box, it's a square.
Yes.
Okay? So listen to this.
1, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hold on. 1, 2. So you got
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Because it's a box, it's a square, it's based on a march.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on war because it's a square. It's based on rhythms that came out of Europe, which were based on war. They had to box things in so that they could have an understanding or overstanding or be able to get involved. You understand what I'm saying? It's a march. It's a march. Okay? Now listen to this. Now I'm going to play a rhythm. You ready?
Yes, sir. What rhythm is it so I can count? You know I'm a musician, too, bro. I know how to keep up.
I want to play a 6-8. A 6-8 rhythm is one that we could play with everybody in the world, and everybody feels it. The 6-8 rhythm changes the way your heart beats and the energy moves up and down your spine. The way your kundalini, your prana, your chi flows. Okay. By counting to 6 before we go back to 1, versus a box or a square, which is a prison, which is 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1. Now, we can make that feel good because we know how to make soul food taste good when we're made out of chips, right?
Yeah,
we can take that square and make it work. But when you get into the sixes and these other rhythms, everything changes. So now I'm going to play
Dr. D, why you play it? Can you count so we can have a better understanding?
Count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You feel that movement? See, that's a 6-8. Now when I play, I'm gonna play a 4-4, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. No, I'm still playing a 6-8 because my body wants to play a 6-8. See? 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
That's almost all your R&B, all your hip hop. Now I'm gonna go to a 6-8.
2, 3, 4. 1, 8, 5, 6, 4.
More energized towards war and destruction.
destruction and competition than about love. Once you get people in the loop of hate and destruction, you can control them because they're not tapped into the music of tears, the music of the stars. They're out of time. They're in a square. They're in a box. They're in a loop. And some people, you know when they call you what they're going to talk about because they don't talk about nothing else. It's a thing to talk about how bad it is. But I'm telling you, if it's that bad, it must be this good too for us to still be here. You see, because all you need, right, is another notable discovery that is here we go. This is from the book, The Map of Consciousness. 85% of the world's population calibrate under 200. That means your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, right, they all are calibrated on the scale, which goes from below 200 up to 1,000. Most people never even get past 200. Okay? Most people, the world's population calibrates under 200, which amounts for the vast suffering on the planet. Humankind, thankfully, is saved from the self-destruction by virtue of the fact that the minority calibrating at positive levels counterbalances the weight of negativity. Listen to this. For example, one individual at the level of love, which is 500, counterbalances 750,000 people. Individuals below 200, right? 750 individuals below 200 become balanced when you have one person vibrating at true love, which is 500. If you know anything about math, if 10,000 people on the planet are vibrating at the level of 200 or 500, it counterbalances the whole planet. The reason why we're still alive, we haven't self-destructed, because there's always at least 10,000 people on the planet vibrating at true love. You don't need a lot of them. You only need a few people because you become like a radio station. You become a broadcast station. The rhythm, the sound, the tone, and the frequency that you put out at true love, which is jazz. Because to be at true love, you have to be in total improvisation. Somebody comes and cusses you out. The thing today is, you know, they cuss you out. You cuss them out back. Now y'all in a cussing fight. They could turn, you know, might be boxing. They might be shooting. But when you vibrate at a level of true love, comes at you with some stuff. You just, you're calm. You're listening to it. You got to breathe because you're automatically acting. What you just trained to do was to fight back and to play discords and to play bad music. Because they're coming at you with this frequency that's off. And it may not even be true. But you may listen to them and say, that's very interesting if you feel that way. I'm going to take that into consideration. You may be right. I apologize for whatever I may have said or done to cause you to have that emotional outcome. Do you know how incredible you have to be to do this? I've had to learn to do this. People supposed to be coming at me. They won't agree with this thing that's out there. Now you're talking all that stuff about love and the world is crazy. And, you know, we got the hidden hand. And, you know, I got that hand last year because the hidden hand messed up my taxes. It's always some talk about how bad it is. But all you need, brother, is 10,000 people vibrating at the level of true love. So yesterday, you went to Health Unlimited. Now, I didn't know where you were going to go. I just mentioned it to you. We happened to meet up there at the same time.
Yes.
You have a vibration in the store?
We can't be completely
competing. You understand the smells in the air? They got the crystals in specific places in the store. The books are in specific places. Scientifically, where the incense are in the corner, where the CBD is at, the wall where they have the raw herbs is scientifically set up and harmonized. And see, this is one thing that, you know, I'm going to be
Look at the colors. Look at the fluorescent lights. Fluorescent lights blink at 60 times every second. Do you know what fluorescent lights do to your mind? Scrambles your brain. Why all the schools got fluorescent lights? And remember years ago when they were giving out, telling people to get rid of their incandescent bulbs, and they gave out free fluorescent bulbs to everybody. They had boxes of them. I walked out one day on my front porch with like 13 light bulbs. I was trying to figure out how they knew exactly how many bulbs I had in my house. You know how they do? You ready for this?
Folks,
the smart meter. Did you know the smart meter they put on your wall outside, the electrical meter? The smart meter reads every frequency in the house. It knows how many times your refrigerator goes off and on. It knows how many times, how many lights you have. It knows what you plug in, when you plug in. Did you know about this?
No.
They came around for free, the electric company, and put smart meters on your phone because, you know, you see, you know, guy had to come out with a pencil paper, write down the little, you know, this little, looks like little clocks on your meter on your wall outside for the electric company. Well, they came out with smart meters. So they could, from downtown or wherever, right, through the network, read your electrical bill. I mean, you know, your output. But at the same time, it's reading everything happening in your house. This is how a lot of people was getting busted for having weed in their basement. They saw that they had the lights, because those lights that they use to grow weed put out a certain frequency, and they have a certain drain. So they were able to tell that, look, all of a sudden, your bill was this, now your bill is high. And we know what time the lights come on, what time they go off, and we know what plant you're growing. That's weed. They got weed over there. Cops come busting in. You talking about somebody told on you, it was the smart meter told on you. There's a box that you can buy. Go look online. Do a search. Or they have a thing that you put around your smart meter that blocks all those frequencies. And they also have this paint. Check it out. They have a paint that you can put on the wall where your smart meter is that blocks the frequency of. There's so many devices out there that we need to start using, and it changes our frequency. It changes your rhythm because what they're playing with is the way the liquid in your body responds to sound. Check it out. So we talked about with cymatics. You can put sand on a table, put speakers under the table and play certain tones, and the sand takes the shape of the sacred geometry of that tone. And every tone has a different shape that it makes. So there are certain shapes from discords and notes that are not harmonic with nature. It makes an ugly, you know, signature. It's ugly. It's not harmonious at all. Okay, you ready for this?
Ready.
Those musical notes that put out those frequencies is affecting the water in your body. Because when you do the same thing with cymatics and put these speakers on a water, like a you have a terrarium or whatever with water in it, an aquarium, you can see the frequencies on the water. The water begins to dance in those sacred geometrical shapes.
Same thing happens to your body.
Happens in your body. The water in your body, right, is terraforming you, which when you terraform something, you're...
On top of the world.
Here's your gut with Benefiber.
Heating it up to help get rid of the natural flow so that you will accept the loop. You'll be a part of the loop. You will accept the loop and be a part of the mainstream sheet and stay in the farm. And you may be deep and study all the books in the world and know all the science. Man, this cat is deep. He knows everything. He uses most of what we know, we are not able to apply because the concepts are so deep. But when you get down to learning about tone and atoning means to tune up on the A tone. You got to learn where the one is. You see, when you count music, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four. Bootsy's the one that brought us the one. Bootsy Cow. He's the one that basically came to the James Brown band and said, man, you got to put this music on a one. Hit that one a little harder. You start dropping that one. That one needs to hit harder. That's where everybody tunes up to the oneness. When you are at one with yourself and you know where you begin and where you end, what you will do and what you will not do, what you will speak on, what you will not speak on, what you will eat, what you will not eat. Once you have a law and a rhythm within yourself that's unique to you, you begin to put out a certain musical sound and a frequency based on the universe, and the universe will guide you to your destiny. Most people are destined to do nothing much but buy a bunch of things. Look, the average person buys things they can't afford using money they really don't have, right, to impress people they really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's part of the program of the loop that creates illness. And illness is when your frequency is out of order. Why do you think the doctor puts that he puts that scope on you in a minute to check your heartbeat?
So, Dr. B, since we're talking about sound, we're talking about frequency, we're talking about music, all sound is music, but all music is not sound. So would illness be noise instead of sound? No, music, illness can't be music. It has to be what we classify as noise, right?
Well, noise is neither. Noise is all of it. It's all noise. Noise is neither
you
can hear.
But music is just.
It's when it's inharmonic.
Yeah, when I say noise, I mean inharmonic. That's what I was about to say.
Inharmonic.
Yeah.
It's not natural. It doesn't fit in the natural order.
Mm.
Okay, check it out. I used to go outside and play my drum at night.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go try this. If you play your drum one rhythm for more than 7 minutes, the crickets begin to come in, get in time with you. The frogs become sympathetic to the vibratory rate that you're putting out.
Mm-hmm.
If you're playing a natural frequency, if you play an unnatural frequency, let's say you go out there with your, you know, your 808 drum machine or the beat you just made on your computer, and it's
mm-hmm.
all quantized, they get quiet. They stop.
Mm-hmm.
Because athletes, they know it's making them sick. It's incoherent. It's not. The language is not right. You see, and you're choosing it because you were programmed to choose it. Somebody told you what to like. You see what I'm saying? The doctor checks your heartbeat. What do you think he's doing? He's seeing if you're in tune or not. He's checking the tuning. A really good doctor knows the tune of your heart and what that rhythm should be to be natural. It shouldn't be boom, 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 boom. It should be boom, 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 boom. See, that's a rhythm called, you know, that's a rhythm they play. The Maroons play that all day long. In Jamaica, in the mountains, the Maroons. Once you understand the heartbeat rhythm, and once you tap into your heartbeat, once you tap into what your heart truly desires by getting rid of the things that you don't desire, things that you were told to desire, because a lot of what we got is undesirable. They don't have any real wealth. They only have the wealth that you feel that somebody told you. So you got the makeup, you got the cake up, you got all this stuff on, you driving the car, you feel as if this is something, but it has no value. Look, diamonds, they say, is a girl's best friend. Diamond is one of the most plentiful stones on the planet, which means it really has no actual value but the value people put on it. So they take this little thing, shine it and buff it up and put all those corners and make it sparkle and tell you that this thing is the most valuable thing and it's a girl's best friend. What? A diamond. And people die over those diamonds, but somebody told you. So you need that bling bling so you can look like you really got it going on of your vibration. And see, when you look at what mysticism really is, mysticism is the law of vibration. You can't really explain things that are mystical. It's a vibration. It's an energy. And when you get to a certain place, you know, your breath, right? It matches nature. It matches what's natural. So the crickets outside are listening to natures that, to frequencies that are inherent in nature, so that they can expand and grow and procreate. A lot of what we're doing is we are doing self-harm because certain frequencies cause you to do self-harm. They're destructive. So we talk about music, you know. Music that's tuned to what they call A440 is destructive. That's what they tune. The central note, the concert A on the piano of the Western world is A, and they tune it to 440 cycles per second. It creates destructiveness. You don't realize it because, you know, you love the song. Oh, man, it's my favorite song. I don't care who it is. If it's tuned to 440, it doesn't have the frequency response that it could have if it was tuned to, say, down 1.8% to A432. That frequency brings out more love, more emotion, more feeling. Did you know that if we take people who have Alzheimer's, put them in a room and play the frequency 32 cycles per second for 14 minutes a day, as I remember it. People who have chronic illnesses, you put them in a room where they have chairs and everything you can buy now, and play the frequency 32 hertz or cycles per second, their tissue begins to repair itself. DNA repairs itself at 528 C. The note C, 528 repairs broken DNA. You're not going to hear that in your commercial music. You're not going to hear that in your average, you know, what's on the radio. They're not going to play it. Because, you know, we get played by music because we want to be in the commercial mainstream. We get caught up by the bling, bling, bling. We want to be in with everybody else and do what everybody else does because this is what we do. This is what we listen to now. This is the style. This is the fashion. The word fashion comes from the word fascism. The word fascism is when the army or the military takes over and tells you that there's an emergency. There's an emergency, so we got to take over and take all your rights away. We're in a state of emergency. Whatever they say, they're in a state of emergency, guess what? All your rights are gone. They tell you when to be home, what to do, how much water to drink. You're being rationed. We're in a state of emergency. This is when all of a sudden the military takes over. When the military takes over, it becomes a fascist regime. If it stays that way, then the people are under this fascist regime, and you got one person who runs things. It's the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain. Fashion comes from fascism. Look it up. Take the word fashion and look at the etymology. It says fascism because this year everybody's wearing purple. Who decides what people going to wear? Why is everybody wearing purple? Big hairdos ain't in. You know, you got to have this hairdo. You know, otherwise, you don't look like you fit in the system. So you can't have your own unique song, your own unique music. So your frequency is out of order with nature, but you're happy, which is a happening. Happiness is a happening, right, that happens for a brief moment. It's temporary. Instead of having joy. Joy is when you're tapped into yourself. You're dancing to your own rhythm, your own music. You're cleansing and detoxifying yourself. If you're not cleansing right now in the fall, if you're not tuning your system up because you got toxins from the summer, right? If you're not doing that, then you're going to be out of tune, right, for the winter month. If you're out of tune for the winter month, the only thing we're looking forward to is Thanksgiving and Christmas. And more people die or get sick between Thanksgiving and New Year's. Why? Of rhythm. Their body, their frequency, what they're eating, how they're feeling. They're sad and depressed because they don't realize that in the fall and in the winter, your solar plexus turns on and you become a musical instrument and you got to make your own song. You got to learn how to dance. Dancing is music too. You got to listen to something different. You got to go off the mainstream. Play an instrument. Dr. B, oh, how come your herbs work different than everybody else's, man? Because I infuse music in them. I'm a musician. I put sound frequencies and crystals, and I put them in, you know, just yesterday I was in the store, right? What was I buying? I bought a big copper pitcher.
Yeah.
Why did I buy the copper pitcher? Because I'm going to put the herbal solutions in the copper pitcher, right? You put them in copper, looks like this. You got one of these, right?
Got it yesterday. Got it yesterday.
Put your water in copper. Look at that, man.
Got it yesterday.
And all of a sudden, little pieces of the copper, ionic particles of the copper, which are conductors of musical frequencies, are what? They're put into the solution. Copper helps you what? Retain iron. Iron helps you vibrate to a frequency so that your blood can carry oxygen. If the frequency of your blood is not right, you can't carry enough oxygen, which means you can't breathe deep enough, which means your heartbeat is off because you don't have a strong composure because you're musically off.
Mm-hmm.
Your body is an instrument. When you're out of tune, you're sick. The one cause of illness is being out of harmony with nature. You're in disharmony.
Mm-hmm.
You're not joyful. You can't dance your way out of your restrictions because you're caught up in your feelings. And, you know, people are so sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sensitive. They just say anything. People, oh, my God, he said that. I can't believe he said that. Look what they're saying. They call you a name. You know what I'm saying? You're all upset, ready to go, you know, call News One. They called me a name and flipped me off. Who cares if they called you a name? Unless you feel that that's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Look how we talk. If you listen to a lot of people today, they talk about how little. You know, this is my little piece of the world. This is my little project. I got this little situation. I'm going to buy me a little piece of land. See, people are into reductionism. Because they don't know who they are. And you can ask people all the time, who do you think you are? People come mm-hmm. to me, they say, well, Dr. B, I'm dealing with illness. I say, well, who do you think you are?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, what do you mean by that? Who do you think you are? Because who you think you are is who you become.
Mm-hmm.
And if you become something that you're not naturally, your rhythm and your harmony is off. You're not totally alive. You're halfway dead waiting on dirt. People are like zombies because they've been through so much emotional turmoil. They've been through an obstacle course of emotions, up and down, back and forth. And the rhythm becomes so stiff, they become quantized. And they live a loopy life. And they'll do almost anything as long as somebody tells them loud enough and strong enough. And if it keeps coming on television, that's what we believe. That's the culture. But guess what? Totally, they're not woke. Because you could be woke and still be part of the 10% as far as I'm concerned. Woke don't mean nothing to me. You woke. Are you wide awake? Wide awake means that your spectrum is wide. And you've moved out of the anger. Because you're going to be angry at first when you get into the deep studies and figure out what happened to the planet, who did what to who. You're angry. The corporations and the hidden hand and the skull and cross necks or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You're angry at first, but then you got to move out of that. And you've got to become an alchemist. You've got to change base metals, base metals into gold. You've got to realize that the godness is in you. Natural medicine is made of natural elements that create tone and rhythm. Unnatural medicine creates a discord, which cuts off your feeling, and if you don't feel something, you can't really heal from it. Did you know that when they turn off the pain, your body doesn't heal as well? So let's say you had an accident, and they turn off the pain because they have to, right, at least during the first part of healing. But if they keep the pain medicine coming, the wound never totally heals. Pain signal that tells your body to keep rebuilding the tissue. If you don't feel pain sometimes, if you don't go through pressure, then you can't become a diamond. If you don't go through ups and downs, right? So you got harmony, you got disharmony. So you was in disharmony for a while. Are you ready to come into harmony? So that's why I created medicine music, so people could listen to this music and create a harmony within themselves. By just listening to these musical triages, I take people on a journey in this music, tuning themselves back into themselves so they can begin to think different, because your thoughts are based on what? Rhythm, on frequency, on how you sound. There's a book called Three Magic Words. Guess what the three magic words are? Nothing is wasted. This is deep. Everything is everything. Everything can be used. In the art of war, let them bring the weapon to you, so you can use it. And in the art of war, right, is to not fight. Do everything you can not to fight. Because once you're in war and you're fighting, right, you are actually dying. When you do something to someone else, you're doing it to yourself, because your subconscious cannot perceive or conceive of anything outside of itself. I'm going to say it again. Your subconscious cannot perceive or conceive of anything outside of itself. So let's say you're talking about somebody. Like right now, somebody might be talking about Dr. B. They may not like Dr. B. They may have some story about me in the past when I was crazy and wild, which I might have been a little bit. Well, okay. I was him at one point. I've transformed and I'm still changing. We all are. But if you have something disagreeable to say about somebody or something, your subconscious thinks you're talking about yourself. And that frequency becomes music, and it's a discord. So your heartbeat changes, your kidneys change, your liver frequencies change. And you have taken years off your life by having one disagreeable thought. And they train you in the system to have disagreeable inharmonic thoughts, which is your music. You're out of tune. You're out of nature. So heart disease becomes one of the number one diseases in North America, because people's hearts, their rhythm is off. Their sound is off. Their frequency is off. And when you get to the point where cash rules everything around you, it's all about the money, the money, the money, your frequency is off. When you get out of art and total creativity, your frequency is off. I'm not saying don't listen to commercial music. Don't get me wrong. Listen to it. Enjoy yourself, but you need to get some natural music too. Go listen to some jazz. Or you want the best music there is on the planet? Nature. Do you know if you go to the ocean, you hear the sound of the waves? That's called white noise. Every frequency in nature is happening at the same time in white noise. White noise will help wash away the inharmonic frequencies in you, and the ionization feeling that you get from the ocean splashing up against those rocks, and that fresh oxygen that's coming from that water and the rock meeting is tuning you up, putting your naked feet on the soil and doing what they call a walking meditation. I'm going to talk about a lot of that on Saturday in my class. I'm doing a class on Saturday, you know, about, it's called It All Falls Down. It's part two. I did one a couple weeks ago. This one's going to be more about the music of your life and how to create rhythm and how to live in rhythm with yourself, and realize that sometimes you're going to feel disagreeable. Sometimes you're going to feel ill. Sometimes you're going to feel like a failure. But you got to get back up and realize that those ebbs and flows is a part of the sine wave. Watch the way the dolphins swim. They swim up and down, up and down. That wave, you see, up and down, positive, negative, male, female, yin and yang, yin and yang. It's that flow. It's that rhythm. And staying liquid in fluidic space is what creates the harmony for you to go on and become more. But you've got to be under a little bit of pressure. So while you're out on the dance floor, while y'all hanging out, go get something. Go eat some real food. Not some Franken foods that didn't even exist until a few years ago. Some of these health foods, I mean, what the heck is this? It was made in a plant. What is it? Some rubberized vegetable? Man, this tastes just like chicken. I'm like, wow, man, you know, you're chewing it, and it's like your body's like, what is this? I'm not saying don't eat it. I'm saying you need to go get something natural. Get some natural leaves, some natural plants. Eat something raw. Eat something, you know, that actually can give rhythm and vibration to your body and help flush that stuff out. Do a cleanse. Get rid of your parasites. But not just your physical parasites. You got to get rid of your emotional parasites. A lot of your emotional parasites, they respond to music. They respond to conversation. They respond to the rhythm of what you're seeing on the internet, what you're listening to. That becomes an emotional trigger because they're using music and sound to trigger you. I think you can use music and sound to trigger yourself. I'm going to let you say something, Rich, because I haven't heard you in a while. Whoo! Listen. So the stock market crashes in the 1920s. Okay? Do you know what the common metaphor was around the country after the stock market crashes? The common metaphor that everybody was saying is in the newspapers was the country is sick. The country is sick. Go check those old newspapers after, you know, the stock market fell. The country is ill. The country is sick. After 5 years of that rhythm, of that song, polio hits the nation and the world is crippled. And that was the other one that said, the country is crippled. The country is crippled. The country is sick. 5 years later, polio hits the nation. Because that was in the minds of people, because most diseases start in the mind. Because we're not minding our own natural business. We're minding the business somebody told us to mind. I am saying that once you realize this, you begin to change the rhythm. You begin to learn to meditate, listen to certain rhythms, listen to certain music, or no music, or find a silent place. Eat foods that are feeding you instead of foods that are eating you, because music, food is music. Music is food. They all have a taste, a flavor. Like the herbalism that I'm involved with, I go out and I listen to the frequencies of herbs and medicine and minerals. I listen to the frequencies. They talk to me. I didn't study traditional herbalism. I don't know it that way, through music. So everything that I put together, every formula is based on music and rhythm and flow and improvisation. That works for me. It works for you, too, once you start doing it. But you got to stop telling everybody what you're doing. Because when we talk about too many things too much, you create a loop. You got to find a silent moment. You see, in between the beats, there's silence. So when I hit the drum, right, the space in between the time I hit it, so if I just go like this, in order to make this beat speed up, I have to shorten the gap. You shorten the gap. See, the gap in your life is the space in between what you're doing and what you're not doing, what you're eating and when you're not eating, what you're hearing and when you're not hearing. The gap or the space is the final frontier where everything exists. That's where you get to change it. Your life is music. We are musical instruments. We're part of a grand universal orchestra. And if you are out of harmony with the orchestra, the universe will start getting rid of you because you're disrupting the crickets. You're disrupting the frogs. You go into the woods with all that makeup and all that cake up and all that, you know, cologne. I was telling somebody yesterday, I said, you know almost every cologne starts with feces? What? Study cologne. The base of them is usually some putrefaction, some rotten flesh or some feces. That's what you're wearing. A lot of makeup is pork. That's why it sticks to your face. You can cry and sweat and it just sticks. Pork. What do you use? Well, you could use essential oils. And they've made out of minerals and things. But we have gotten so used to the rhythm of fakeness and modeling that we, right, are involved in self-destruction, doing self-harm. We're caught in a sound loop. It's called a trap. And once you're stuck in that trap, it's challenging to get out of it. But cleansing and detoxification within the season. Getting rid of your parasites, not just the ones in your colon, the ones throughout your system, because a lot of times you're choosing music and mates and activities based on that toxoplasma. That one is the mind control parasite. Otherwise, naturally, you wouldn't agree to some of these things. So we've got to set ourselves free. We've got to do it now. Because between now and January the 9th, everything on the planet changes. We're going to have a show, a whole show about that. What's happening between now and January the 9th?
I was on the other computer for a second. I didn't have the mic on that one, but I'm when you called my name, I heard exactly what you were saying. I want to ask you something real quick, Dr. Bean. Earlier in the interview, and this the show today has been absolutely magnificent. Early in the show, you said do, and we're talking about do re mi fa sol la ti, and then do. Dough, the beginning of the musical scale, you said in Latin means money.
Yeah, dough. Like money.
Now, yeah.
Like that dough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's where I'm going. So we're talking about language, and cymatics is the study of visible sound. We speak a language, and the language that we speak creates a shape, creates an image. And I'm just thinking about slang and ebonics, and I'm thinking about how the hell that we come up with certain terms to mean certain things. Like, I remember when a brother named Polite one time said, yo, do y'all know when they say, yo, that nigga salty, there's actual process going on in the body where salt is being secreted when somebody goes through that emotion of being so-called salty. So when you say dough in Latin means money, how the hell do we as a people who has lost complete knowledge of ourselves, figure out to create a word in a language where you can find any word, but we find the word where the Latin means dough. We don't know that shit. You think the person who made up slang said dough means Latin? This is in our DNA. What is going on inside of, what music is going on inside of us where our slang represents something deeper than what we really think it means, my brother?
Now, you know, they put a little truth in everything, right? A good story, a good lie has a bit of truth.
Yes.
Doe, a deer, a female deer. Did they say that?
Yes.
Doe, a deer, a female deer.
Uh-huh.
They just let you know that the first note is feminine, and they've turned the feminine into the cash cow. She is the booty. You say, well, I don't know that. Let me tell you something. Energetically, you do. You don't know it consciously, but in your natural DNA that comes from the earth, that's made of the minerals and is tapped into the entire galaxy, it is something that you actually, if you're tapped in, you could feel it. Well, music now is about money. It's about money. Look, you know, the lady was in the store the other day. Well, this wasn't the other day, but the lady was going off on her daughter, who was like maybe 12, 11 years old, cussing her out in the aisle because the girl didn't want to wear these sexy, tight clothes. The daughter said, I don't want to wear that. The mama was going off. You got to get a man out here. You got to be sexy so you can attract that money. She was saying this. I wanted to go and say something, but it wasn't none of my business. I mean, what can I say? That the mother now is basically pushing her daughter to a place so she could get money. It's about getting the money. It's not being of a higher nature, being a better person, bringing more love and harmony to the planet. It's about getting the money. It's about your image on the internet so you can get some money, so you can get some chips, so you can get paid. Put it in there because they knew they have to keep a little bit of the truth in the lie. If you look at music today, people start talking. The first thing they used to say is, well, look, you ain't going to never make no money making music. I said, I'm doing music because I love it. Well, how are you going to survive? You got to survive. This is a cold world out there. Everybody was against me doing this music. Not everybody, but most people. And guess what? I did it because I loved it. I loved it so much that I loved myself into being wealthy because I did what I loved. When you realize that certain word sounds that harmonically and energetically to something other than what you think, you begin to study etymology. You begin to study Latin. This language that we call English is a hodgepodge of different pieces of things they put together. Like, okay, that comes from the continent. That ain't nothing from Europe. Okay. They put this thing together to get people to have a language, a trade language, they called it. English is a trade language. It's an angle on everything. It's one of the most difficult languages to learn if you're not born here because there's too many things. You don't know what folks mean. I don't know what you mean. You want to come over and chill. Chill means you on my couch now for 6 months. I got to call the police. And I guess the police won't come get you because they say, well, he's getting mail here. Can't get rid of him because he's getting mail. What do you mean he's getting mail? If he's getting mail, he's a resident. Huh? He was just chilling. You don't know what chill means. We don't always know what want. What's the difference between want, desire? When you study language, you realize that it's spelling. And you're putting yourself in a spell. So sometimes you got to study so you can become a spell breaker. Some people read the Bible or the Quran and read them next to each other and all of these holy books, the Bhagavad Gita and all these different books, so they can learn to become spell breakers. Some folks just want to create more spell. They want to just make money. The 10% just wants to make money off the 85% of the blind, deaf, and dumb. 5% are attempting to do something that changes things. So when you say, when you mention dough, on a deep, deep level, on a universal level, your spirit knows. And if you look at it now, it's about the money. When you just start saying ura or aura, which is oro is gold. Ura is feminine. The musical notes with what? The feminine. So when I teach, you know, like I'm teaching these folks right now to play congas, right? Real basic. You start with your left hand, which is mama. So mama, papa, mama, papa, mama, papa. They automatically want to go papa, mama, because in this culture, you have been programmed to put the man first, male first. God is a male. Jesus is a male. Everybody's a male. Where's the female? Ain't nobody female did nothing. It's all about the men, the men, the men. You were programmed that way. But when you start giving more love to the feminine essence, when you start realizing that the true love supreme comes out of, the earth is feminine.
Right.
It grows out of the darkness, and the feminine energy is black. When you look at the yin and the yang, right, the black is yin. The white, blanca, is male. You can't have a male without the female making him. So when you get to a culture where it's about the man, the man, the man, the man first, men, 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 this is why men basically created fear. You think those village women were concerned about the wolf coming in town or, you know, the bear coming into the village? No, they were focusing on building strong bonds. They were focusing on creating what weaves the people together, which is love, peace, and harmony. When they were sitting there grinding those grains and things, and they had that rhythm, right? They were all together. You got to watch those women. This is a rhythm. This is a drum. This is music being pounded and ground into what? The food.
I have to pause real quick and say thank you, thank you, thank you to Brother Rich and what you do and to the doctor who is on. If anybody's going to stumble up on this later, please go to that channel, Black Magic, Magic with a K, 363, on YouTube, guys. Please subscribe, join his Patreon. I'm talking amazing. If you like this, you'll love the Patreon, okay? So I'm trying to tell you guys, go and the channel. I am enjoying this one. Oh, my God. This is one for the archives. You know what I'm saying? I love the doctor's energy. Oh, my God. So just listening to the elders, you know, teach without trying to control and trying to judge. You know, you see that he had more wisdom than a lot of the people that he teach and a lot of his students. But he didn't use that as an avenue to control his students. I don't know him personally, but the energy I'm picking up, you know what I'm saying? And I love it when the elders, you know, because energy does not lie, you know what I'm saying? And when the elders really truly can sit on a platform or sit on a throne and just truly you know, commune with the youth or the younger generations and not try to control. Oh, my. I mean, that is just cosmic bliss. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
But what happens is some guy comes along and he decides that he, you know, he feels like he wants to run things. So he starts chatting up the young chicks. He's chatting her up to come up to my hut. You know what I'm saying? I got beaver skins and I got this and I got that. So she's up there hanging out with him versus being down with the elder women, learning about how to knit the fabric of society.
Now, I do want to let you guys know we're not going to be able to finish the entire clip. So if you want to, okay, yeah, it has like one, we might get most of it in. We got like 40 minutes left. So we'll see what we're going to get most of it in. So, again, the clip is going to be in the show notes for you guys. But Cosmic Rhythm, I mean, I'm enjoying this, y'all. I hope y'all are enjoying it, too. If you need to contact me or anything, guys, please use the link tree to contact me. Everything is in the show notes that you need in order to the contact you want to come on air. If you got any ideas for air, you want to do a donation, anything like that, guys, utilize the link tree.
She begins to, what, lean towards the man because the man king provider. He's a, I can protect you from the wolves. The wolves ain't came into the city or the town or the township or the village yet. They never came. But if a man can convince the woman that the wolves are out there and going to come to eat her, she loses her mind. So the man begins to take over. This is what they call the fall of man. When the male energy, all what the man is saying, and him, he's running everything, he knows everything, then all of a sudden the feminine energy begins to get put down, because when grandma and them pass away, it's all about them boys. It's all about the guys. Mm-hmm. It's not about the village first. It's not about we. It's about me. But mama, he treats me right. Look what he gave me. He gave me this diamond ring. Do you know what this ring is worth? What? He put a ring on it? See, what I'm saying is this happened over time. But it's going back, because you got people all over the world who are changing. So you may say, well, things are getting worse and worse. No, actually, they're getting better, because, see, the dirty cream comes to the top. The dirt, the mess is coming up. There's so much of it, you could just go out and just say, this is crazy out here in the world.
Yeah.
But I was driving back from the health food store yesterday, the freeway, man, I couldn't wait to get back. It was peaceful with you in there in the health food store. I got on it, I was like, man, people was like, you know, what's going on, man? People cutting in front of you, bringing you off. You see? Male energy, so much electricity, so much shock and awe, so much pain and so many lies that it's at a point now where, guess what? It has to shift back. But it happens only a few people at a time. So we have a brother Rich, who's rich, right? He's got gold in his skin. The man.
Phone charging slowly. This is the.
Walked in the store like royalty. He didn't say who he was. I had to tell him who he was. Folks was running in the store, running, I'll be right back. Where they going? They're putting stuff in his hands. People in the store looking, because he carries himself as royalty. When we say, when we choose to be royal, not wait for the record company to give you a royalty. Do you know, man, when your song plays on Spotify or any of these networks, you're receiving 1.003%.
Crazy, man.
So what? Your boy made the song happy.
For real.
Do you know how much money he got? He had more spins than anybody ever in history.
Oh, wow.
Now, if Pharrell wasn't Pharrell, he could produce and do all this stuff that he does. How could you survive? But they're using your music. The record company gets 50% of every dollar or more. They get paid. So we end up taking trinkets and thinking that they're royalty. You got some handbag that's worth $5,000-$6,000. You need to take that sucker to the coin show or the silver show, get some gold and get some, you know, some silver, trade it in, because now you got something that's raising the value. Dig up that grass and plant some vegetables. Real royalty. Make love out of the things that are not love. If we focus on how bad it is, we can't create good out of it. We are alchemists. And we now have more information available to us than any of our ancestors. It's about how we use it, because there's so much of it sometimes it's overload.
Right.
You Google something, man, you know. D, man, there's so much stuff about Dr. D that some of it ain't even true. I'm like, how did this get on here? They got stuff on the internet about me. I'm like, what the heck are they talking about? So what I'm saying is, you got to tap A. I forgive myself, my family, and others for imperfections. That's your mantra. Just roll with that for a minute. Drink you some real good water. Get some spring water. Maybe get you a copper cup or just some water in glass and drink that every day. Sprinkle some real music played by real musicians. A friend of mine, Kamasi Washington, young jazz musician out of Los Angeles, amazing. In fact, he's on my jazz album as an artist. Mm-hmm. Listen to him. He's young. They got a big following. Listen to some other artists who just passed away, Pharoah Sanders. One of the greatest jazz musicians ever. They'll take you into another realm. You might say, well, I'm not really into jazz. Listen to something real. From where's real musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Go support live music. That's just like going to a farmer's market, eating some real food for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
If you just had some basil growing in your kitchen, in the window,
mm-hmm.
sprinkle some of that real basil in your food.
Right.
And it brings it alive. It puts enough life force in it. Detoxify your body all the way to the root.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, the fall is the time for you to harvest what you worked on all year. The way you harvest, you got to go inward into the root like the trees. You got to get quiet so that you could realize that what you have, it may not be so physical. It's energetic. Have you noticed that the most creative time for most musicians and artists is the fall and the winter? Like right now, I'm so creative, it's crazy. Summertime, I've been like, I don't know, I ain't feel. I go in the studio, look around, play a beat, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know. There's too much distraction. The sun is bright, you know, the beach, the people is out. Now when I step into the studio, you create at this time, but we feel that we've lost something a lot of times because of the programming. Like fall, we've fallen down. No, you're rising because the kundalini is rising from your solar plexus. The life force energy is in you once you get quiet and create an idiom and your own natural rhythm and stop talking about what you're doing. Just do it. Find some time to be totally alone. Silent and breathe deeply. The class that I'm doing on Saturday, I'm going to drop a whole lot of little pieces of nuggets of tools that you can use so that when it comes springtime, the seeds that you're about to plant, because the people that you thought was running things have run out and run away and are fighting against each other. The gate for the farm is open, man. I'm telling you, the gate is open. I haven't seen nothing like this in a long time. They're not doing what you think they're doing anymore. Oh, man, they listen to every conversation. Look, they got some computers maybe that's listening to certain words. They'll shut you down if you say certain things. But the people who you think are running things are basically out of time because the sun is taking them out. They got zero population growth. They're fighting against each other. The stock market is up and down. People are losing their shirt, their pants, their underwear. It's wild right now. Because once you create so much destruction, that's to destroy. Where can you take this now? And the young folks are waking up whole nother level. The young folks, right now, the people born after 1987, y'all are the crystals. That means you know it all, actually. You got to work hard not to know it. You know it. You just got to get out of the brainwashing, or I shouldn't say the brainwashing, the programming. Because, you know, brainwashing could be good. If you could take your brain out, put that sucker on a scrub board, use some good soap, you know, use Dr. Bronner's soap or something, you know, scrub your brain. Wash all that bullshit
Dr.
out. Scrub your brain on a scrub board, take it out, and put that sucker back in brand new. Man, I'll do that in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So they make you think that brainwashing is bad. No, you need to do some brainwashing or get focused. Like, you know, I take focus to get focused. I make sure that I'm taking platinum. See, I got my platinum right here. You got that platinum. So what happens is you begin to feed your root, your gut, and you begin to feel again. You have to become the woman or the man or the they that fell to earth. Watch the movie, The Man That Fell to Earth. They tell you the whole story right there, dropping it. You got to learn what is the most powerful energy source there is. It's not out there. It's not about Newtonian physics. It's about love.
Mm.
It's about loving yourself. You've got to learn love, sympathy, and what? Improvisation. Once you get this down, like, I used to be really upset at those people who came here and took over and did what they did until I read the ISIS papers. That book changed my life, Dr. Frances Creswell-Wilson, the ISIS papers.
Mm.
Because she talked about what happened in psychology and what we did to them that nobody wanted to talk about. And she talked about the symbols and what was the symbol of the gun and the symbol of the Washington Monument and the symbol of the piss tool, the tool to piss with, and what the gangs control the power because it was all about male energy. You know, when you read the book, Power versus Force, where is it at? Power versus Force, you realize that power and force are two different things. You'd like to have power. Force is more, look how they got the colors of the book. Force is you're making it happen. Power is you're creating the idea, right, and being totally, you know, in your space and allow it to happen. But you got to be ready to recognize it when it happens. That's by becoming more quiet. You've got to be sympathetic to other people's causes. Don't be so mean and ready to jump on some train because they talked about somebody. Talking about you right now, saying you did something. As soon as you start blowing up, have you noticed? You get too big. They're coming after you.
Oh, man, do they?
Man, you heard what happened? Man, they got him on such and such. Man, he was found. They're trying to get them on the RICO Act. What? I knew something was off. I could tell because he had a little twitch in one of his eyes. My brother. Just like my brother had that same twitch in his eyes. He stole all my pennies from my coin thing when I was young. He was on crack. He was a crackaholic. You know what I'm saying?
A crackaholic.
See,
I ain't never even heard of that, y'all. Crackaholic. Goddamn, that's a new word. I heard of an alcoholic and a crackhead. Dr. B said a crackaholic. Goddamn.
See, a crackaholic is different. See,
slang. That's what we were talking about, slang, y'all.
A crackaholic is living on the crack. Let me break it down to you.
Oh,
so y'all can have a definition. A crackaholic is a person who's they want to be rich, but poor still got them. They want to be black, but white still got them. They want to be up, but down still got them. They want to be good, but bad still got them. They want to be positive, but negative still got them. They're living on a crack. They want to be conscious, but their subconscious still got them. They want to be woke, but sleep still got them. They're living on a crack. The in-between world. You're cracked. You're broken. You're not together. Watch the movie Dark Crystal, the original one. Dark Crystal. It was about the black, feminine crystal. The black crystal had broken. And they had to find the piece that broke off to make the world whole again. So you had the disagreeable ones, you had the agreeable ones. And there was a war between them. But when they replaced the crystal piece that was cracked, everybody became balanced. There was homeostasis. So we are like cracked crystals.
Mm.
Stop blaming everybody, looking for them. That was the enemy, and that's what they did to us. What are you doing to yourself? You sitting there talking about what they did to you. What you doing? What you sitting down eating tonight?
Mm.
Some of that health food you call health food, didn't they? It never even existed 10 years ago. How is that shit healthy? What is it? It don't even digest. It's health food. It's Franken food. Some of your talk that you have, where is it coming from? You're cracked. We've been what? We've been what? We've been under a spell, but the only person that can get you off the spell is you. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty was in balance. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, the fall of man. Now, egg, what Humpty Dumpty is an egg, is rep new life, new possibilities. But what happened was Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall, fell out of balance, and he's cracked. All the king's horses and all the king's men cannot put Humpty Dumpty back together again. The only one that could put Humpty Dumpty back together is Humpty Dumpty. The only one that can free the slave is the slave. The only one that can totally make you healthy is by you, first of all, imagining yourself being healthy. Imagine yourself being wealthy. Imagine yourself creating homeostasis and balance. Imagine that you are a musical instrument. Every word, every sound, everything you do is musical. Imagine you're out there on the basketball court. Listen to the run. Go if when you watch any sport, listen to the sound of the ball. When Venus and Serena's hitting this ball, you gotta hear this. It's music. And then that's how they say that. You see that sound that they're making, right? This messes with the other person. This is like Muhammad Ali whispering in these people's ears. Because the deepest stuff that you can put in a person's head, you whisper it.
Mm.
What about the lady? You heard about the lady. This man was calling this lady a black nigger voodoo something. This is actually happened. Caucasian person was telling this black woman, going off on her, telling she was a black blah, 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 voodoo something. He whispered a couple words and pulled the dial out of her pocket and threw it on the ground, and the man died, had a heart attack. What did she whisper? He don't know because he don't know what she said. He must believe in the voodoo because he saw the dial and died. It killed him. So a lot of times you are under your own spell, and what you are afraid of is something that you have been entrained to be afraid of. When you get into this place called what? When you become courageous, and step into it. You got to get into the shadow. See, that's where the disease is at. It's in that shadow. You realize that the shadow is the symptom. It's not the disease. The disease is only a shadow or a symptom of what's really going on. And a lot of it started in your head, in belief systems. Because we believe when we grew up, they told us what was good, what was bad, who was good, who wasn't sick.
It's a powerful tool,
you,
baby.
You know, when you get a certain age, you're going to get arthritis. Yep. You know, when you get a, you know, your bones start breaking down, you're going to get Alzheimer's. You know, your uncle got Alzheimer's, your grandfather had it. You're probably going to get it, too. Do you know what they call the gene in black people that causes cancer?
Oh, you said it on a previous show.
Please look it up.
Lynch.
Now they said it was a dude named Lynch who named it. I don't. They be cooking. I tell you, you got to put a little truth in the lie, a little lie in the truth. The gene that black people have that causes cancer. They said it's the Lynch gene, and it's based on the belief of the family having everything in common. What? Yes. Look it up. Y'all on the internet right now, look up the Lynch gene. And they say that it was based on the DNA, right? Well, I only got one problem with this DNA issue. Didn't they just break the DNA down recently? I think since 1987, when supernova 1987 appeared in the sky with the green light, that's what turned on the green laser so that they could see the whole DNA spectrum. Because they can't read the mitochondria because the mitochondria can't be read. It's locked. But when they read the genes, they knew the whole gene sequence. They just found that out. So how in the 30s and 20s are they going to tell you that they found a Lynch gene? Because they're using the idea of things running in your family against you to hang your ass. The idea of that things run in neighborhoods to hang your ass. The idea that you join this group, so you got to do what the group does, you hanging yourself. If the group throws the stone, you better throw stones too. If the group got something disagreeable to say, you better be saying it too. get involved with these situations, and sometimes your heart's not in it. You just want friends. Oh, I feel lonely. I mean, but they're my friends. Mm-hmm. Have you looked at the word friend? Please, right now, look up the etymology of the word friend. Look up the etymology of the word friend. It's going to take you to the word seed. And when you look up this word that is based on, it says enemy, the devil, the disagreeable, and war and disagreement. This is my friend. They're part of my friends network. Man, I got 250,000 friends. And you can only hit the like button. Ain't that, that's a loop within itself. I can only hit like.
Up,
I can't hit dislike.
Oh, my God.
Well, on YouTube, you can hit dislike. But if it's too many likes, right? If it's too many likes, even on YouTube, nobody's going to push dislike. Because you don't want to, you know, you don't want to buck the system. Because people are like cattle. Because they're caught up in the cattle slavery, the cattle idea, the chattel idea. Friends network are people who may be with you, but they're not for you. What are we talking about, Doc? A lot of people are with you. They're hanging out with you. They down with you. They like talking about your hair and your gold chain looks good and your car and your house. But they're not for you. Mm. They're with what you represent. For you. But they're not with whatever you got going on. With the rest of them folks. They're really with you. They're down. They're for you. You've got to divide, right? You've got to do some, right? We should learn division and subtraction first.
Mm-hmm.
We learn multiplication and adding first, don't we? No, you need to figure out, right, what do I need to subtract out of my life? That's what alchemy is about. Alchemy is about subtraction. It wasn't happening. It just happens every time, bro.
With you, that happens every time with you.
Bro.
Yo, I swear, with you,
bro,
the computer stay falling.
Bro.
What is it about you, Dr. D?
Because what I just said.
You talked about subtraction. Let's elaborate on that.
Alchemy
is about subtraction.
It's about subtraction.
And then my computer fell. And isn't that what Prime Source Creator did? Subtract from itself to create, to bring about creation?
Exactly.
Dr. Valentine talks about that. Indeed. Powerful.
It's about subtraction.
Yeah.
So when you got here, you got a lot of baggage. You were born in sin, whatever they told you that meant. You know what I'm saying? You just got here and you're already wrong. You know what I'm saying? I just got here.
Just got here.
You're a little baby. You know what I'm saying? Look, he's wrong. Look at him. It's always crying. It's wrong. But all the things that you were taught are about the struggle and how hard it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at what's going on, and you're listening to the news, and you're looking at the people, and the people just, you know, it's a thing that you come with a lot of baggage. So once you get to a certain age, you're going to have to do subtraction and let go of the things that are not you. You're going to have to do some division because alchemy is taking base metals and turning them into gold. Well, how do you do that? The first step is called calcination. When I got this, it blew my mind. In fact, I didn't even, the steps of personal alchemy are so deep. People say, well, I did the alchemy. I can tell the way you're talking. I did the alchemy. No, you didn't because you're full of shit. In my mouth. I did it all. They stole it from me. They stole the alchemy from you? They didn't let us do alchemy on the plantation. If you was doing alchemy, nobody would know you was doing it. Let me get back on track.
Okay.
Calcination is burning off all the things in the metal that are not what you'd like to end up with. So, lead, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Lead is dark, isn't it? It's heavy. It has gold in it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to burn off all the stuff, the dross, and all the things that are not gold. So you might start with a huge rock of lead and end up with a little teeny pebble of gold. Now that gold is devoid of funk. Huh? You got to become devoid of funk. You know the song. George Clinton again.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be ready to cut away, to do the circumcision of the heart. In your heart, that's not you. The fear, the anger, the divorce. You're talking about, yeah, I went through a divorce. How many times you've mentioned this divorce?
Mm-hmm.
How many times you mentioned the fight you've been through?
Mm-hmm.
How many times you mentioned a disease? Yeah, you know, long time ago I had cancer, but I cured myself. And you keep talking about the cancer. It's coming back. Because within 2 years of you getting rid of an illness, it comes back because you keep what? Building upon it. You keep putting more energy into the idea of it. But you have to learn to what? Divide yourself from your old self.
That is deep. What we focus on.
You
got to
divide yourself from what you call these friends.
Come
and
on.
You probably only one of them is a real person that you could really depend on. If you got 100 friends and you find one of them that you could really tell almost anything, one person who is a confidant, folks who is, you know, that's my comrade. That means that y'all like something together. Y'all go play pool together. But after pool, y'all really ain't cool with each other. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Then you got your constituents. Those are people y'all don't like something together. I'm a Democrat. They're Republicans. See? I'm a constituent. That means you all don't like something. But if you can find one confidant, a person that's not going to talk about you behind your back, don't tell me you love me, Dr. B, and you got some gossip you talking ass under your breath. Oh, we love you, Dr. B. But, you know, such and such. This is how we do. We love our heroes. But we got some shit to talk about them all the time. We always, when the person gets to a certain level, how he get that house? Did you see that house he was living in? How he get that? You're mad at the preacher because the preacher living in the big house. Why are you mad at the preacher? I mean, what are you, I mean, y'all, he asked y'all to buy him an airplane and you bought it for him. And what business is, you're not in the church, why you care about that? Hey, he's taking their money. They gave it to him. It ain't none of your business. Where's your garden? Did you plant some seeds? Did you breathe today? Did you do some, what, drink some good water? Did you make love? And when you make love out of the things that are not love, this is the ultimate alchemy. Because there's a lot in the world that's not love. It's the opposite of love.
Ultimate alchemy.
There's a book. What is the book called? The
is the ultimate alchemy.
Yeah. Let me find it. You know, I keep buying books because people borrow them, you know, and they disappear. The Mastery of Love. The Mastery of Love.
That's the dude who wrote The Four Agreements.
This book right here? When you realize what love is, you're going to realize you've been a hater most of your life. Because you're involved in what? Relationship. A relationship means it's closed. It's a ship. There's contracts with it. I'll love you if you buy me that ring. I'll love you if.
Conditional.
Only if. And if you cheat, I don't love you no more. You know, when I became a minister years ago, right, people want to know, would I marry him? I said, I ain't marrying nobody, and I ain't preaching at the church. I just got this paper because I needed to get, you know, the hookups, because you get hookups and, you know, discounts. But they gave me, you know, the ministerial degree. That's my doctorate is in metaphysics, you know. Well, Dr. B, will you marry me? No. Why? Because y'all lying. What do you mean? We love each other. We want to get married. I said, are you evenly yoked? They said, well, yeah. We've been together every day for the last 2 years, and everything is perfect. I said, okay. Are you ready to really deal with what's real here and be able to say the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Johnny or Janie, do you take Johnny to be your lawfully wedded husband? I do, even when his stuff don't work no more. even when he loses his mind, even if he gets busted and goes to jail, trying to feed the family, do you still love him? Even if he slips off the farm and out somewhere, you know, drinking milk through the fence in somebody else's neighborhood. He's talking about that. You know, he's out. He's drinking milk through the fence. What was that about?
I was where did he come up with this shit?
You heard about him. He got caught. When he got caught, man, he was out drinking milk through the fence. I was young. I used to say, what does that mean?
Oh, man.
Drinking milk through the fence.
Well, that's an old school saying, yeah.
Do you love the person? If you truly love them, then there's no contract.
Mm.
If you love only under a certain contract,
what?
Then that may not be love. That's like a lot, and you got all these demands.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You don't want the man to be gone. Man. Where's he at? He out with his friends at the pool hall. I've heard my family members talk about how it wasn't good for you to let that man be out at the pool hall with his homies. Y'all married now. Y'all got kids.
Mm.
And you know what could go on at the pool hall? They drinking, they smoking, and it's some girls. It's them girls. They down at the pool.
Love someone.
You better go out there and get him.
There is no contract.
He come boxing up in there. Because a friend got all pumped up. It's supposed to be love now. Grab him by his ear. And make him go home and sit down and watch the television and sit there and watch Love and Marriage on television over and over. And all of a sudden now his arteries is clogged and he's got calcification of his heart and he's taking blood medicines and his blood pressure is high and his mind is low. And he's just staring there and he's sad and he's broken as a man. Because what makes a man's testosterone get strong is when he's away from the woman for a while. What? Yes.
Talk to him, Dr. B.
Do you know that your testosterone, brothers, stops developing if you are around a woman too much?
Mm. What?
What are you talking about? It is you being away.
Hold my girl listening to this. I hope she listens to this.
You don't want her to listen to this guy. I don't want to cause no problem in your brain. I need you to still be able to have the show. You know, you do the best stuff. That camera falls. This camera might go down one time. And it ain't the energy of the universe. Your woman that came in there with a broomstick. Put that screen. But you got an Apple computer or a PC? PC, you can get another one quick. Apple, you're going to need to have another job to get another Apple. When a man is with a woman too much, this is science, he doesn't make as much testosterone because he doesn't need to. It is him being away, fasting from the energy of a woman that says, hey, you're alone. Let's make some testosterone. A woman is with a man too much. Estrogen begins to overflow. And then what happens is her testosterone comes in to try to, it's like a war that goes on. It is the separation of the two for certain periods of time. It's a fasting period where the woman's estrogen stays high and the man's testosterone stays high. This is why when people get married, they be married for a long time, the man just be looking like, you know, I mean, he married her. He's got a promise. You know, there's been witnesses, and he can't go wrong. You got to do right by the Bible. You know what I'm saying? So he just wastes away, allows him to have space. Let him go fishing or on the camping trip with his homie. You worried about girls coming. If you bad enough, ain't no girl can take him. Now, if you don't, you know, some of your duties ain't the same as they used to be, some of your, I don't want to go there. Anyway, the same thing with a woman. Women and men have to be away from each other to create a stronger bond between them. There is an energy that's between particles in the subatomic space that holds two particles together. It's called the gluon state. It's a magnetic field. It's not really magnetism, but there's an energy of getting together with other granites. They have this bond, this what they call, you know, this affinity for each other. You see, so that affinity becomes strong when there's pressure put on it. There's pressure by the universe. When you put pressure on something, when you're away from something, like when you're fasting, what happens? Your body eats up inferior matter. They talk about this whole thing with, you know, what they call it, periodic fasting. What's the new thing they got now?
Intermittent fasting.
Intermittent fasting. What the hell is that? What the hell are you talking about? This professional in the store, you know, he's a nutritionist. He's like, hey, sir, how are you? Oh, listen, I have this program. Are you into intermittent fasting? They don't know what I know, you know. I just say, no, what is that? Well, you know, it's when you don't eat, you know, till a certain time of the day, blah, 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 and this creates problems. He's talking. I'm sitting there listening. Intermittent fasting was not a thing. It was a time of year, sometime when you didn't have no vegetables, nothing to eat. Or you didn't catch no food.
Mm.
So the body, right, would begin to, what, eat inferior matter, and the body was made to go through times of lean when you didn't have anything. Your body was made to do that. You could go 3-4 months with no food as long as you got enough water, and your mind is focused. But if you're focused on fear and starving, you starve.
I got to stop you right there, guys. What we focus on grows. Man, say, that was a lot, guys. Go back and listen to Raw Rising Information, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. What we focus on grows. That is so true. He made an analogy about the sickness, you know, and I see this all the time where people will glorify that they're being sick. And I know, like, a lot of times where I wouldn't feel good, you know, I would say that because I never would claim sickness. But I would, well, yeah, in my vibration, of course I have. But most of all, I operate in alchemy. And I would always say, I am healed, I am healed, I am healed, you know, because are we focused in on the issues, the problems, or we focus on solutions? There is a book to help any of you that is listening. And this book is called 10 Days to Self-Esteem. In therapy years ago, this book helped change my life, you guys. David B. Burns, okay? 10 Days to Self-Esteem by David D. Burns. I'll put it in the show notes as well for you guys, a link to purchase it directly to Amazon. But go and check out, go and purchase that book, guys. It'll help you with your self-esteem. You know, everybody's how-to is going to be different, how they communicate, how they operate, how they, you know. But one thing that Dr. B was saying was about the cosmic rhythm, you guys. Whatever your cosmic rhythm is, that's who you are. That's who you project, who you, you know, it's like the pebble in the ocean, you know, and what you'll realize that we are a part of we are the ocean. You know what I'm saying? We think we're all these pebbles, but all the little, it is funny because I got goosebumps because every time I go to the water, water is my my go-to when it comes to nature. Love water. The cosmic rhythm, and you will literally see, like, when the sun beams on it, it looks like a cosmic light, like a whole, like a thousands of millions of cosmic light. But I like to think that we are that reflection. We are that cosmic pebble in the grander ocean. You know what I'm saying? So I said that to say that your uniqueness and, you know, who you are, rather light, dark, you know, it's all one energy. You know what I mean? It's just amazing, guys. So if you need to contact me in the show notes. I do have to cut it, guys, because, hold on, let me see how much time. Okay, it's only about 30 minutes left, so I'm not going to do a part two just for about 30 minutes. But the YouTube clip is in the show notes, guys, so you guys go and find it, okay? Man, this has been amazing. Let's end with some instrumentals. You know what I mean? So Please join me every weekend, guys. I'm on in consistency every weekend at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, here at Enhancing Awareness Radio. Every weekend. I've been doing this every weekend since 2019, you guys. So here it is, 2022. That's 3 years. So, yeah, guys. But join me every weekend in the a.m. hours. I come on randomly, okay? It's not consistent, but I've been coming on every day for almost 2 weeks. But the times, different times, you know what I'm saying? So check me out in the a.m., different times, you know. For now, guys, it's not going to be consistent that I come on every day, okay? So I don't want to let you know that. But catch me when you can, right? All right, guys, till next time. Peace.